You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Well, this is a fucking great episode. I'm very excited. Welcome back to the You Know What Do podcast, live from the Riotcast studios above the Comedy Cellar. I want to thank Laughable, the app Laughable, those guys over there. There they are right there on the screen. If you love podcasting, make sure you go to laughable.com. You go to Laughable on the app.
Yeah.
Do they have a new app, right?
New app for the iPhone.
It's a new app for the iPhone. They don't have one for Android yet, correct?
No.
Great.
No,
they're working on it.
Whatever. Fuck those poor people. Laughable. What are you doing? Settle the fuck down, Kevin. Would you just bump the whole table? Laughable.com.
My balls.
Make sure you go to Laughable and download the app. It's a great app if you love podcasting. Comedy Cellar Vegas. Did you get booked there yet?
No.
Did you get booked?
Not yet.
Did you get booked?
Who's it through? When are you going?
SD. I'm not booked either. That's weird.
I think they're using LA guys mostly because it's just easier. Cheaper.
I think they're using, I don't know who the fuck they're using. I'm not going to ask. But yeah, Las Vegas Comedy Cellar. There it is right there. Is that the first week?
Yep.
Mo Mayer, Kyle Dunnigan, Jessica Kirsten, and Nathan McIntosh. That's actually a killer lineup. And we got the MC is Mark Cohen. That's a great lineup.
He hasn't worked in 3 years, so they're definitely using LA guys because he don't work.
Well, he works now.
Yeah, he worked because they opened the room.
But he's the host.
Yeah.
He's the host of the, and he lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
So there you go. He's not
But
LA.
They got two LA guys.
Who?
Kyle Dunnigan.
That's one.
And Mark Cohen.
All right, two. Three
two
New York people.
Two out of five. And Mo Amir's Arab, so I don't know what the fuck that means.
That's just why would you even say, what's wrong with you? Comedy Cellar Vegas, fucking lunatic. Comedy Cellar Vegas, right now, go to comedycellar.com for tickets. We're going to get Kevin out there. Kevin, who would go with you?
Probably Greer.
Greer? Who else is that it? Just you and Greer?
Well, I don't think they tell you who you're going with, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they approve the lineup by you.
No, well, they
why
should.
Would they?
They should.
I'd go with Kevin.
Would you go with Kevin?
Yeah, I think we'd be good hanging out together.
We're a natural buddy cop team.
Yeah, the yin and the yang.
I'd go with Kevin. I'd do a week with Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good off the air.
Yeah, you're great if you're not on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm reasonable.
Yeah, on a comedy show, you're fantastic. We did a comedy show in, where is it, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you killed.
You did too.
Of course. I was setting you up to say I killed her.
But not as much as me, but you did good.
No, I know. Colin couldn't follow you.
You did well.
Well, you know, it's fucked up. They made Colin do an hour after we all did 15. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's just so unfair. You know what I mean? First of all, if everyone does 15, then the audience is programmed for 15 or 20. Right. And then Colin does 40 after you, and you're a fucking killer act. I'm not even kissing your ass. I said that even when I'm trashing you.
Yeah.
That you're good. So it's you're not easy to follow, especially when you do 20 and he does 40.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
So
I don't know if you wanted to fight on that or not.
No, it's just so so many stupid things.
You sounded angry even though it was all nice stuff.
Yeah, it was all great shit.
Good point, Joe.
You can't get some a good report card. Yeah, that's great. You got all A's.
A's.
No B's, you fucking good kid.
You son of
you fucking great kid.
Anyway, so yeah, it'll be good. But I got kids, so I can't even go out there. So.
Why not? I have kids too. Stop acting like kids are the fucking end of the world.
My wife's busy. She's going to school and working, so I can't.
So you're a stay-at-home dad.
No, but I'm just saying I can't go for a week to Vegas.
Your wife has.
Plus, I wouldn't even make any money because I'd play poker the whole time and get a couple of whores. I don't know why I looked at
why
you.
Why are you looking at me? Like,
That was kind of rude. No, because you were the, you were a lady. I was just saying, I was just obviously joking when I said that. Now introduce her. Now introduce her.
All right, let's
so
first
everybody
of all,
can, everybody can find out what she does for a living. I have oh my to, God, that
I have to
terrible.
Thank Patreon people. I want to give first of all. Kevin has a great Patreon that's out right now, too.
I just started
We're
it.
We're going to be promoting it. There it is. No, that's mine. That's my page. That's my channel. My channel. Go to his Patreon page. Right there.
30. That's pretty good. We just started it.
That's so. Great, dude.
It's not great, but...
Hey, you just started it. It's
We're
great.
Behind, I'm behind Cumtown, aren't I?
We're all behind Cumtown. Yeah. I think fucking... There's nobody... I think if Elon Musk got a fucking... He'd be behind Cumtown.
So I got to push it, yeah.
Dane Cook. Kevin Hart is behind Cumtown.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Can I keep naming names until somebody laughs?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to thank... make sure you go to patreon.com. What is it? Misery Loves Company is creating a podcast. There it is right there. Go and become a member...
Patreon.com, MLC podcast.
There it is. I want to thank all the people that joined my page. The $25 supporters, you guys are great. Adam D. Flaminis, Doug Hill, XO Mateo, Wilkin Kaufman, Mike Costello, Mark Littlefield, Timmy, Stephen LePage, Howard Porter, and Jason Abrams. You guys are fantastic. You guys are supporters of my channel. You joined the channel. I hope you like the new show, Live from the Shed. First episode, Colin Quinn. The next episode we're filming is Matt Serra, UFC fighter. We got a bunch of stuff hooked up. We're going to have one episode a month, 12 episodes a year. We have a bunch of other things we're filming, we're putting up there. So make sure you become a member of my channel. That's patreon.com/Robert Kelly. It's go right now. Go the fuck right now. And Comedy on State. Has anybody worked Comedy on State besides me?
I heard it's good in Wisconsin.
Dude, listen to me. If every club was like this, I would be the happiest man on earth. They give you money. They pay you well. Hotel is fucking supreme. It's a walking distance to the club. You walk in. The green room is stacked with shit that you like. There's three cigars waiting for me. There's a massage chair. There's a table. You go on stage, fucking sold out every fucking show, okay? The crowds are amazing. They do not take shit from anybody. They say at the beginning, if you talk, you'll get one warning and then you're gone. If you pull your cell phone out, you get one warning, then you're gone.
In Madison?
Madison, Wisconsin. The family that owns is the sweetest people ever. The guy who runs it is the fucking coolest guy ever. It is the best gig I've ever fucking done. Hands down.
And they're booking Chris Kattan? Is that right?
I didn't say...
No, I just saw his website.
Yeah, he's popping right now.
Is he?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Right. I actually had somebody... I took a photo with somebody and I put it up and I retweeted it and somebody went, Chris Kattan's doing comedy? That was the only thing they got out of it. Yeah, he's doing comedy.
That's so sad.
Why?
Because he's not a comedian. So he does Mango? He comes out and does Mango? His fucking characters?
I don't think he can anymore because he has a
SNL
spine.
SNL owns it?
No, oh. He hurt his back.
Good.
What? That mean?
No, because I want to work there. Maybe I'll get his week next year.
Well, just have your agent.
My agent sucks. You don't even want to know.
Who's your agent?
I'm about to fire, so I'm not going to say.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say on you know what, dude, what my
it?
Agent is.
Who's your
agent? I'm not going to say it.
Kelly Festuca? Who's your
agent? I wish. I don't even know who that is. I'll take anybody other than my agent. She's the worst. I'll just say it's a she, but it might not even be a she. I'm just fucking with people.
Why are you not working? Like you, I don't see you on the road a lot.
No, I know, because my agent sucks, and plus, I've been, like, I can't, I don't push her that hard, because my wife's working, she's going to school, I can't really travel that much now, like, in April, I can, and then, whatever, so I'm gonna start pushing, I'll probably fire, maybe I'll fire next time I'm on the show with you. What? No, I'm definitely going to fire. I'm definitely going to fire on the air.
I'm pretty sure she's probably going to quit before you fire her.
No, she doesn't even know she's on thin ice, but she's on very thin ice.
Maybe she knows now.
No, she's not listening to the live stream.
Gabby, please introduce everybody on the show real quick.
Oh my gosh, we have Alana Love.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. We have Kevin Brennan.
How's it going?
Good. And we have Joe Mackey.
The kid.
Hi.
Joe, Joe the Kid.
Joe the Kid.
Yeah, the Kid.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, not much.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there? Why?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Well, we got another Taste of Winter coming tomorrow, even though it's spring.
Taste?
And I'm supposed to go to
College.
Chicago.
Taste. Oh, you got
to
fly out.
12 to 16 inches.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to fly tomorrow, and my first flight got canceled, so I booked an earlier flight.
Right. Why'd you leave today?
Because I have to do this podcast. I made a commitment, and I keep that. I take
that
seriously.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Well, also, I have two shows in it.
Oh, well, fuck it. <awesome.
laughs> Your flight's... You're so gullible.
The earlier thing's not going to work, because I tried it the last time. When you remember they had that the cyber storm or whatever the fuck it was called?
Yeah, the
and the whole
bomb.
Thing got wiped. The cyber bomb or whatever. I booked the earliest flight I could out of town. It still got canceled.
I actually
even before it snowed, they just fucking canceled. They don't give a shit.
I made it out.
I was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to Florida tonight, and the flights got canceled.
Yeah.
I made it out that day. I actually got out. First flight out, I made it out.
What
did
time?
Did the gig. It was 6 in the morning.
I booked it to 5:55 and they canceled it before. Like at midnight, they canceled me.
Really?
But you have to go the day before. I learned go the day before. But I wasn't even thinking go the day before. Plus, I have a fucking family and shit.
It's hard. How old are your kids?
I can't even say that. My wife doesn't let me talk about them on the air anymore.
How old are your kids? Just how old?
They're getting trolled on a fight. They're getting trolled. I can't
your
talk about them.
Your kids are getting trolled?
Yes.
What?
First of all, why are your kids on fucking social media?
They're not. They're getting trolled because of the fucking Jim and Sam show I did. They're getting trolled.
Why?
Oh, because what Dave Landau said.
What'd he say?
You don't remember what he said?
Oh, yeah. He said something
about...
But you said something about his wife.
I just said she was fat.
Yeah, you can't... Listen.
No, I said, you're fat. I bet your wife's fat. Because everybody from the Midwest is fat.
First of all, fat... That
and
doesn't...
And then people send me pictures. She was fat. So did I feel completely vindicated? 100%.
Yeah, but you can't... Listen.
No, I can't because I did.
Listen, I know. You can't...
You don't. I didn't bring his kids in. I said, you're fat. I bet your wife's fat.
Listen, Kevin.
Alana's on my side.
Kevin, you
Triple
can't,
X.
He can't.
Triple X, yeah.
What's Triple X?
That's her Twitter.
Oh, yeah, because you're in porn.
Yeah.
Right, I get it. I didn't know what Triple X was. I thought it was a size thing. I'm fat. I hear Triple X, I think size.
Fair enough.
You can't assume because he's from the Midwest and then call his wife fat and then he responded.
No, I said, I bet your wife's fat too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I know, but you called his wife. You went out of the box, trashing him, fine. Then you went to his family. What is he going to do, say the same thing about your wife? That's stupid. He went for your kids.
Yeah, well, that's but.
And then you stood up and you said, that's enough. You drew the line.
No, I grabbed him. They took that out of the thing.
What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do to him?
Beat his fuck. I'll beat your fucking face in right now, motherfucker.
Do it.
Let me take this five-hour energy.
Do it. Nothing would make me happy if you hit me first.
No, there's too
Nothing.
Much shit.
When I'll
he was,
fucking,
sit,
I'll
he was
fucking
sitting right next to me, basically where Joe is, and I just fucking grabbed him. But they Norton took it out because he thought I might get banned forever.
From Sirius.
Yeah. If they showed me.
Yeah, you can't physically touch somebody.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the rules.
There's rules in life, and you should be teaching them to your kids.
Yeah. You're on a radio show with Jim and Sam. No touching.
Yeah, no touching. Why are we going
to. But I should have.
What? You shouldn't have done
nothing.
I was
going to cock, but I know if you punch somebody, you break your hand. So
yeah,
I just
with that hand, you'd break it. That little thin fucking Irish fucking...
Sorry, I work out.
You don't work out.
I did 4 miles today.
Running is not working out. You have stamina.
Says a guy who
stamina.
When was the last time you ran?
Running
you
has
can't
nothing
run
to do with
because
it.
Your knees wouldn't support you.
I wouldn't run, but I will. I could pick you up and throw you out a fucking window.
If you could catch me,
I could catch you. That's true. You'd probably run away from me.
Yeah.
But I'll fucking catch you. I'll wait for you until you come back and do a spot, and then I'll grab you.
Anyway, Joe, how you doing?
I think everyone's got a nice family. There's no rules. Here at this podcast.
There's no rules.
How's his podcast doing?
Awesome.
Oh, I listen to, I listen to a new podcast called Four Corners Podcast.
you had to bring it up, didn't you?
With, no, because they just tweeted.
Look at you. Look how smart, Jim, look how sad, look how fucking evil happy you are right
Jim
now.
Jim Florentine is the guest, and I'm friendly with Jim Florentine.
Nah, let's not get carried away.
No, we're friendly.
No,
we're friendly. I do his podcast, he does mine, whatever. Yeah. And they're talking about his time with the crank calls.
Did you say whatevers?
I don't know.
I like when you keep it straight.
I love when you're
talking to the kids.
So they do. I guess they do four 15-minute segments. They're talking about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And then, which is pretty interesting. And then they go to Miami Dolphins football game. and it was released on March 12th. And I was like, good job, Lenny. Good job. And I texted Florentine. I go, yeah, it was good to go talking about the football game that happened in October and it released in March. He's a fucking idiot. And this is a guy that you gave me as a producer. He's supposed to be like a top tech guy. Yeah. He didn't think that maybe not talk about a dated game and then release it in March. Right. And who does a fucking podcast in October, release it in March? No, nobody else but Lenny. You're fucking whiz. Lenny the whiz. Did you see him today for lunch?
Not today. We were supposed to today.
But what happened?
I don't know. We just couldn't do it.
I used to have a partner, and Bobby and him were best friends. We're not best friends.
No, we're still. We're still very close, yes.
They've lunch every
day. I don't know if I have a best friend.
They've lunch every day.
You don't have a best friend?
I'm your best friend.
You sound so excited.
You have a best friend.
Don't take that. Wait 5 minutes before you pop that one. Yeah. You don't need that one. You're coming out hot anyways.
For back home.
And listen.
You have a best friend.
I have.
You have like three.
I'm friends with Quinn. Quinn is one of my good friends. Norton's one of my good friends. Keith.
I have very before he had the stroke.
I did kind of die off a little bit.
You don't see him as much.
I wasn't as interested.
No, you don't see him as much.
Here
comes Keith. You got to wait 5 minutes.
Whoa.
No, he's moving slow. I love him.
He'll grab you one night right by your fucking Ellen neck. Right by your wrinkly Irish neck.
I can take Keith.
No, you can't. Now you can.
Oh, I can.
But not before.
How's Quinn doing?
He's doing good. He's doing good. Really good, actually.
He had to change his diet?
After a heart attack, that would be the thing, yes.
So he's all vegan all the time?
No, you don't have to go vegan. You have to... He talking to you is like talking to a three-year-old. You just go left or right. That's it. There's no middle ground with you. So he's going to die? No, he's doing good. So he has to go vegan? No, he does, right? No. Stop saying right at the end. You can ask a question. Just ask the question. Don't answer it. He does, right? No, just shut up and ask the question. He's fine. He has to change his diet a little bit. He can't eat, you know, what he was eating, you know, pastries and fucking meat.
Yeah, when we were in Pittsburgh, we had two breakfasts.
You did?
No, we did. Me, you, and Quinn. Remember we ate that place and then we went to get pastry after breakfast. I'm like, no wonder these fat fucks are so fat.
That's called a snack.
We went to a pastry shop after we had a full breakfast.
There's always room for dessert.
Thank you, sweetie.
But she's a little gal, so she can talk like that.
Yes. Dude,
you did the bang bang.
We did a little snacky poo after.
I thought they were kidding. They go, we're going to go get pastries. I thought I just played along because I don't want to get a poor sport.
I would still do that.
We went and got breakfast. How great was that breakfast place, though?
It was good.
Yeah, we did. We are little fatties, me and Quinn. He really was like, what the fuck are we? Why are we doing this, you fat fucks?
Pastry after a big, full breakfast.
Yeah, you got to, though. You're in that little town.
Yeah, you only live once.
Well, you know, he almost lived less. It was funny. After he had a heart attack, me and Voss both ran to the doctors and got every test possible. Especially me, because I'm like, dude, if he almost dropped, I'm fucking right there. But I found out that everything's great. Fucking weird.
Did you see your doctor's degree? You just went on their word.
So now you can be like, more pastries.
Because you might have went to a sham doctor.
No, she was in an optic, like an eyeglass place.
And she did blood tests?
They did eyes and heart stuff.
No, they did blood tests and they did a stress test. Have to run on a treadmill?
I did. I did a stress test. I did a blood test. I did a EKG. I did everything you could possibly do. I actually wanted to get there's a test that they do where they check your heart. They can check through, what the fuck is it called?
Angiogram? Calcium
no,
score?
No, calcium. I wanted to do a calcium score, but they're like, you don't need it. After the stress test, the doctor was like, I just watched you run for 10 minutes and you're fine. Your heart's fine. I didn't see anything wrong with it, so... I was in shock as much as you. And my heart rate was 128 over 80, which I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what the? My cholesterol perfect.
And then you just went left and got a foot-long hoagie? No. It's a celebration. Fuck everybody. I'm a fat fuck and I do what I want. I know. I'm not talking about you, of course.
Dude, you've called me. First of all, you've called me fat fuck 900 times behind my back, you cunt. I'd rather have you do it right now.
Yeah, that's true.
No, dude. I was shocked.
No, you don't know. You don't know.
It's look.
I have one brother who runs marathons and half marathons. He had a heart attack while he was running. I have another brother who's like, you know, probably 350 pounds, and he's like, "See, running will kill you."
That's weird.
That's
right?
His take on
it's,
it. He's
it's
really
hereditary.
Fat.
Do you work out?
Oh yeah, isn't it obvious? I look good.
You look good.
Yeah.
If you were like in Europe. Like in the UK.
You lived in the Netherlands.
I don't. Yeah, if you were Dutch, you look.
It really does. If you're wearing clogs.
No.
A lot of good looking people in the Netherlands.
No, there is. I'm not.
You
laughing.
Probably have a lot of fans there, don't you?
I do. I have
and
seven.
Europe?
I have seven fans in the Netherlands. Dude, what do you do for working out, Joe?
I lift weights and I do exercise bike.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
And I'm also on the intermittent fasting diet.
I do that too.
Oh yeah, past
9 o'clock, I don't eat till the next day at 10 o'clock or 9:30.
Every day,
even
when you're working at night, you don't eat up to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, if you eat, you can have what is it? Apples or some shit.
Oh, I don't do any. I only eat in an 8 hour period.
Yeah.
So
yeah, me too. Yeah. Except if apples.
He dips
them in chocolate and
caramel,
peanut butter.
Caramel.
This
is the funny thing.
Caramel.
I break all the time, dude. I'm fucking weak, cunt. I'm so glad I'm not addicted to pussy anymore because I was weak with that too. But I'm in comedy on state. I'm outside. I smell. I'm like, just like a fat fuck. I go like that. I walk up the street. There's a door open. I walk in. They're making fresh caramel in a big copper vat. I go, this is illegal, ladies. I go, fuck it. And they just start laughing. Like they fat guys have been just walking in all day.
Wait, you just walked in an open door? Like a stray cat?
It was a chocolate factory.
Oh.
A chocolate store.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It was a chocolate store. I walked in. I got a, it was a two by three by one caramel. No, marshmallow on a stick that they dipped into hot.
That sounds amazing.
It was the fucking craziest shit ever. Crazy.
So if
you had like 18-year-old pussy in front of me that was just opened up and my wife was like, go ahead, buddy, you got it. You deserve it.
Oh my God.
Well, that, I'd fucking eat that in 2 seconds.
For real?
Yeah, for 2 seconds.
How about if the pussy was covered with caramel?
I'd fucking punch my wife and divorce her. And then I'd fucking suck that caramel.
No, I don't know why people don't. You know, like syrup makes everything delicious. I don't know why syrup is not used in sex more. You know what I mean?
Like, I really don't like. I don't like sex and food.
Like
makes
ants,
me throw up.
I would say.
Huh?
Ants on the pussy?
Ants.
I would never. I hate putting food on. Ugh. Like 9.5 weeks when they were by the fridge and they were pouring shit all over each other. Ugh.
That's not sanitary.
Oh, it's fucking gross. Yeah,
yogurt.
What if you think it's chocolate sauce and it's like beef stew sauce? And all of a sudden, hey, I mean, you lick that. And it's real salty.
Ew.
Like a dinky
salty. That's your beef. It's too salty, honey.
If it's a bad recipe, she's going to think it's her body that you're not into.
Yeah.
Not the it's the stew. You guys got it eventually. I'll just keep talking until people laugh.
Joe has a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's beautiful.
Yes. How's that going?
Oh, good, good.
Do you sweet talk her when you're about to go down on the stew, as we call it?
I am not allowed to talk about that stuff.
You're not allowed.
See,
you
nobody can
don't.
Talk about anything.
What do you mean?
I can't talk about my kids.
What are you talking about?
Sex? You can't talk about it?
No, because you're just asking me to get into an argument for this show, and I'm getting paid in coffee. It's not worth it.
I'll ask a question. How much would it cost to get you in this argument?
I should not have said that. I instantly regret saying that.
I'll give you 50. $50.
$50? You can't buy me with $50.
$200.
I'm on Come to Papa tonight. I'm really making it in this business.
$500. Maybe. $500 right now, cash.
No way.
$1,000.
No way.
$2,000.
Okay.
Everyone has a price.
Wait, does your girlfriend know everything you do? You tell her everywhere you're going?
Yeah, pretty
Does
much.
Does she know you're doing this?
She knows I'm doing a podcast today.
Does she know so she's not listening to the live stream then?
No.
No, it is weird because you can't really say anything anymore because if you say something, then someone will tweet it. Like all the shit you say about me, Like when Liz and Lenny were on a couple weeks ago.
What did we say?
No, everybody like tweet. Everybody like they don't. I don't have to look for it. They basically just take a clip. They tweet it to me.
Yeah, but it's so funny though.
So you can't say anything. Like he can't say anything about his girlfriend because then people will tweet it to her.
And people don't ask for that. They didn't ask to be. In any kind of public sphere.
Well, that's why.
Well, if you date a comic, you're kind of asking for it a little bit.
No, that's not true. You can keep your. It's not fair. Your square should be out of
it. But his wife is fat.
Is she a comic? Is she? She's not fat. She's not fat.
I'm not talking about. Yeah.
I know.
I'm not talking
about
Joe. Anyway. But you're a little bit asking for it. Me and my wife have this thing all the time. She's like, you know, blah, blah. You know, my point is with her, she listens to Howard Stern all the time. Yeah. Howard Stern basically. Invented that. Every time she's watching a show, she's watching a fucking housewife show. You know, she goes, "It's my guilty pleasure." I'm like, "There's seven of them." So every, you know, she's like, so it's like all this reality shit that she's involved with. But then she's like, "I don't want you talking about me on the show, on your show." But it's like sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to. I try to walk the line, but you know, it's boring. Like if I just got a big fight with my wife, I'm supposed to act like.
Yeah, but you
like
don't talk about
a
your
problem.
Kids, you
no, a I don't. I don't.
You
but
don't,
I,
though.
I used to kids, a little bit.
His kids, it's the same thing like his wife.
He don't have kids.
Yeah, I know, but his girlfriend is as important to him as your kids. When you advance with
you should
who's
have kids
important
that all change and you won't give a shit about your girlfriend.
It's true.
It is true.
Because then you have different levels of appreciation and love for things, and then you...
That's what I just said, but you said it better.
That sounds like a good
you added the word appreciation and levels.
That's a good
I just stumbled and went, duh, duh, better things. Fucking asshole.
That's
I
a good bit.
What?
If you have kids, you won't care about your
No, you can't say it because all the women well,
you know
in the audience
mic,
will
hey,
be...
Hey, you know the mics work, right?
All the women in the audience will be like,
screaming
this guy's
asshole.
A fucking asshole. Plus all the women that go to the shows here, none of them are married. They don't have kids, so they're all abortionists. And they're all like, oh, you don't love your wife? Not as much as I love my kids. I'll fucking take a bullet for my fucking son, but for my wife, I don't know what I'll take. I have to think about it, you know what I mean?
How much money will you give him to take a bullet for his wife?
$10,000.
I'll do it.
Really?
No, I have life insurance. I had $10,000.
I had two hot chicks this weekend, smoking hot chicks, and it really just.
That being said, I very appreciate my wife. In case,
of course,
she's live streaming.
Of course, I appreciate my wife too. Now I'm going to say this: two smoking hot chicks this week wanted to kind of hook up. They always pick with each other. They always pick the wrong thing though. They always pick alcohol. Like, you want to get a drink, and I don't. I'm like, I don't drink. It's like if they were like, you want to get a meatball sub, I'd be like,
why not?
Honey, I couldn't resist myself.
Hey,
even your wife, you're like, I get it, Bobby. They have that special sauce.
I'm undoing my belt.
You want to get some ramen? What? Open late?
What were they doing? They were just being super friendly. They were together.
Well, one lady walked up. She was like a little milfy, which is, oh God, do I love that.
And I've heard you speak about that.
I do love
you. Love
milfs.
A big, like big no, titted lady.
I do like her naturally titties. I like a natural big tit. I like a little when they come out
thanks.
Of the.
Thanks.
When are those aren't real.
They are.
Those are not real.
I swear to God, they are. Why would I lie?
Yeah, they're
I don't
real.
Know.
I saw them last.
I'm just
week.
Actually just getting you to. I'm keep doing that until you pull one out and go. These are real. And
they
then I go,
are.
No, those aren't real.
They really are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're real.
They are. It's you all mine.
You can't pull them out.
Why?
I'm kidding. I'm trying to get her to do it. What
I
the
know.
Fuck?
Are you using double dare?
I'm using double reverse psychology. I'm telling her not to do it.
That would be so wrong.
Why am I looking at Kevin's head? What am I, a pussy? I used to be like this.
Terrible.
Take him out. Come on. Now I'm fucking looking at Kevin's, the side of his
I
red
see,
face.
I see. You're looking everywhere else.
Oh, he's nervous. He wants food. So wait, so what happened? What happened?
So she walked up. She goes, come here. And I go, what's up? And she goes, if you weren't married, I would fucking do you right now. I just told my husband, I would do you. And I was like, oh my God. And I go, yeah. I go, I love my wife.
Yeah, and that's all bullshit anyway. She has a husband. You know, it's all just.
But that's not bullshit because I've been with girls with their husband watching from the corner.
What?
Yeah.
When?
What episode is that? I want to listen to that one.
That's actually on my channel on patreon.com/RobertKelly. I filmed that.
No, that's an old-fashioned cuck. So he watches you fuck his wife?
Then fuck. Sucked. She sucked me off and let me play with her big natural titties.
And it's before you're married, of
before
course?
Before I was married, of course. Let me get the dates right. I've been down 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Yeah, way before I was married.
And the guy was just jerking off while you're...
Didn't jerk off at all. He just sat in the corner and watched his wife suck my hot pack.
Baby's in the corner?
Yeah, where he should be. I was getting nervous though because he kept moving and like I'd be like, oh god, and I look and he'd be in another spot. I was just waiting for him to kind of like Red Rover, or green light when you're running, you just freeze, and he was just a dick was gonna be on my shoulder. But he never
stopped her.
Nah, she came up to me after the show. She goes,
"Where's this in Texas?"
No. This was at the Stress Factory.
Wow.
Wow is right.
In that little green room in the back?
Oh, wowie, woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
Is that where it was, in that little green room?
Uh-huh.
With that table video game?
That wasn't there. That was gone. That was before he upgraded it. Yeah. That was when they had a hole in the ceiling. Oh, wait, there still is.
Do they have a refrigerator? Do they have the free sodas in there?
No, there was none of that. No, because they upgraded that to this.
And the guy sat there and watched in that little room.
Well, I'm in the line. They're buying. I think I had my DVD, Just a Tip, just had come out. So I'm selling that shit. And there's a big line. And she comes up. She buys it. And then she goes into my ear. She goes, my husband, I would really like to blow you. My husband's okay with it. If you're okay. I went, excuse me? She's like, I'd really like to suck your dick. And I go, do me a favor. I go like this. I go, can you just wait over in that VIP line over there? And she goes, there's nobody there. I go, you're it. I go, wait. Wait in that line over there. It wasn't just a tip. It was way before that. No, it was way before.
And you had to sell. You had still other people in line. You had to sell stuff to.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to make that money. Yeah. Are you crazy? I'd rather have that money than a blowjob. I sold all the stuff or whatever. I shook hands. Blah, and then I was like, hey, come on back. And we're in the back. And he was like, are you cool? You cool with everything? I go, hey, dude, as long as you're over there. He goes, I'm just going to be right over here. And I said, he went over there like in the shadows, like a vampire. He kind of just
went
back.
That's a little creepy, no?
Oh, yeah, my dick got real hard. And then she got on her knees.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I sat in a chair back then. That's when Vinny only had chairs back then. I sat on a chair and she went. And it was actually really hot. And then we were done, and she was like, all right, see you later. And they left.
And she right in her mouth and everything?
All over everything.
No, she swallowed it or on her face?
All everything. Over the boobs and the face and the mouth and the things. And the boo, the bed, oh, damn, when I passed out and I baby the pill. Yeah, it was fucking crazy. It was crazy. And in my brain, I'm like, I don't know.
That could go bad, though. That could go bad.
How?
He kills you.
How?
There was a
he just loses his mind. So he loses his mind. He realizes that's a bad idea. You think he's kidding.
Okay, great.
She thinks he's kidding, and then he shoots you.
Okay, shoots me right there. So I die. The last thing I did was jerk off on some titties, and then I'm dead, and I go to heaven because I got killed.
Yeah, you would be a legend.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to go.
You'd be a legend, though. You'd be a legend.
Yeah, exactly.
Get his dick sucked, and he got murdered at the Stress Factory.
Yeah. There'd be a plaque on the front. People would rub it before you go on.
I hope this happens to me.
I mean, Gerardo died there, but not that one.
Oh, Jesus. Why people don't like you. This is just segues. I was trying to tag the story. Your segues are fucking ridiculous.
Okay, well, fuck, it's not my show.
You're just a dick.
No, I like being a sidekick. I have no responsibility.
Well, I tried to give you Lenny, and you fucking shut it down.
I'll fucking murder him. I'll fuck his wife and everybody.
Dude, that's, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get in trouble saying that.
Is he listening?
Yes.
Lenny.
No, everybody's listening. You're such a pussy. It's such a pussy thing.
What? No, I'm just saying that if he wants me to fuck his wife, I'll do it.
Well, why don't you make fun of somebody that will beat the shit out of you?
I did. Jimmy Martinez, Dante,
you made fun of Dante?
No.
Go ahead, make fun of Dante now.
I like
I'll respect
Dante.
The shit
like
out of you.
Dante.
Come on, say that something about his family.
No, I don't. I go after whoever.
No,
I go after whoever. Yeah, I do.
Listen, I watch.
I go after Ben Bailey. I go after fucking Jimmy Martinez. Jimmy Martinez can beat the fuck out of you.
You don't say anything about Ben Bailey. Why would you say something about Ben Bailey?
I've said many things about Ben
Why?
Bailey.
Why?
Why?
What?
I'm not gonna fucking repeat it. Ask Liz. Ask Liz.
But what the fuck is wrong with Ben?
Oh, come on, man.
Jesus Christ.
This guy books a room. He knows.
I love it. You just throw people in. You just grab people and say, under the bus, faggot.
Come on. We're all going down together.
No, we're not. You're the only one going down.
I've already done my damage here. I'm not going to keep... I got nothing.
Anyways, I want to move on to this, Joe, and I hope I'm going to talk to you, sweetie, about you being a porn star.
Thank you.
Okay. Now you do stand-up comedy, right? Do you just do podcasting?
Yes.
That's it? You don't do comedy either? I thought you did stand-up.
No, are you inviting me to do stand-up?
Not at all.
Okay, then.
Who told you she did stand-up?
I thought at the beginning. She said, right when we started the show, you were talking about,
She said something, I hope I'm funny, but she didn't say she did stand-up.
Oh, okay, I misread that. Okay, so now, how did you go, where are you from, first of all? Your accent is a little, I can't place it. Where are you from?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
You did?
I did.
So you grew up in Brooklyn, and then you went out to L.A.?
No. I traveled to L.A., but now I live in Jersey.
Now, how long did you do porn for? What was your porn career?
About 6 years.
6 years. And what made you get out of it?
I'm still in it.
You're still doing it?
Yeah.
Get the fuck. You never get that. It's
what
always...
do you mean?
Porn stars, when they get into podcast or some other venture, it's like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to do stand-up, or I'm going to do TV, or I'm going
to do podcasting. But she don't do it like she used to. She's semi-retired, right?
I mean, I used to do it more than I do it now, but...
We have the same agent.
Clearly. I fired mine and got a new one, though.
She's getting many bookings on the road as I am.
Maggie, I understand you're not talking during this.
What?
I have a great publicist.
I know. She does a great publicist. Lainey.
Yes.
I love Lainey.
Yeah. Lainey's awesome.
She's the best. But let me ask you a question. So you're still doing porn and you're doing your podcast. What is your podcast about?
I go on podcasts. I don't have my own podcast.
I thought you had a podcast.
No. Do you not do your research?
Why are you looking at me?
I thought you had a podcast on Gas Digital.
No.
You don't have a podcast. What? Why am I mis... What? So wait a minute. You just do porn?
Yes.
Who does
get the fuck out of here.
Is there a porn...
Bobby's the only one that's like,
there's
you
a
know,
different porn star on Gas
stop,
Digital.
Stop. I fucked up. Believe
I'm
me.
Just like,
listen
oh
to me.
My God.
Mama.
Should I leave right
listen
now?
Listen to me. Mama, I did research all week about you. Trust me. Believe me, I was in fucking Comedy on State. There's four towels with your name on it.
Okay. Yes.
And I had to use the big ones.
Yes.
Listen.
You jerk off before shows?
No, in the afternoon
only
or late
to
at
me,
night.
Though.
Yeah, in the afternoon or late at night.
No, I never jerk off before a show because you lose all that fucking.
That's a myth.
No, it's not a myth.
It is
not
a
for
myth.
Me. I can't drop a load. I lose you know, the stuff.
Your load doesn't take mojo out. It's not fucking Austin Powers. You asshole.
One time I was dating this girl. I she sucked my dick. I had an MC at Boston Comedy Club. I like sucked my own dick during the show. I was so bad. I had no strength. I had no fucking aggression.
It wasn't that. It was that your brain was fucked up. What's up, Joe?
Women weaken legs. Rocky.
Women weaken legs, like the movie said. Rocky won.
It's a myth.
What they actually did cameras.
It's a myth. They're coming back.
They
in
went
now.
On break.
It's a myth. No, they had an issue. It's a myth. They did it. They did a Ghostbusters. Not a Ghostbuster. A Mythbusters. They did a Ghostbusters on your jizz. They did a Mythbusters on it. That's a myth. I just made that up too. That's a myth. What I just said, but it's not real. You can actually. He's looking it up right now. You can jizz as much as you want. It's not taking any fight out of you.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is for
it
me.
Is not.
It is for me.
All right, then say that.
It is for me.
But you can do that with anything.
To each his own.
So, there is a girl who is...
It's not me.
It's not you. Well, I'm actually glad.
Oh, thank
you. I'm glad that you're just pouring it out.
Aaliyah Janine. Are you talking about Aaliyah Janine?
No, it's not Aaliyah.
Lisa Ann, are you talking about that?
Yeah. What's her name? Who said that?
Lisa Ann.
Talking
Lisa Ann.
Mike, you fucking twat. It's a podcast.
Lisa Ann.
That's my fucking producer. One of my producers literally does sound and video, and he goes like this. Lisa Ann is the... what? Lisa Ann. In the mic, you cunt!
it's always funny when people don't talk into the mic.
Well, the fucking sound guy doesn't talk into the mic? Oh, my God. Where'd you get that lens? Fucking NASA? What the fuck is that, you interesting cocksucker? That better look good. If you get my nose hairs, okay, there you go. So I mixed the worlds. That's
did.
What I did. But I watched your work.
Did you like it?
I'll tell you what I didn't like about it. Can we go start there?
Sure.
The penis was too big in some of them.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
For me. I just, there was one that I, the first one that comes up.
Which one comes up?
It was just this thing that you were doing this to. Like, it was like this. Like, I mean, it was this. It was a lot of this. And
are you like laughing inside when the ticket's that big? Because you can't laugh and suck, but are you kind of laughing inside that it's that monstrous? Because it is comical at some point.
Like, it's gotta be like weird when you see it. But like, it was so big that you could not get down on it, and it was like you had your hands and you were going, and it was like half.
Did
of
I
it,
do a good job though?
Half of it looked like half of it was in a car wash, and the other half didn't go in yet.
It was just out there.
Yeah, it was like one of those commercials for like this will get your car clean, and they do half the car, and the other half of the black dick was still ashy. You know what I mean? It was like, sorry, Joe. You all right?
No, I'm cool.
I feel a little bad for Joe because he's such a good boy. You don't watch porn, right, Joe? Oh, really? You're going to fucking just take over? No, that was a good question. Go ahead. Co-host, go ahead.
Oh, do I watch pornography?
Yes.
I have in the past, yes.
I dabble.
Yeah.
So you, but you don't.
What about now?
I've perused it every now and again.
But you like, can I guess what type of porn you like? You like regular porn or maybe some lesbo porn?
I think that's something that should stay within
between
the realm.
Us.
Yeah.
What do you talk about in
I
your
feel
podcast?
Like a little.
Yeah, why?
Are you kidding? What do I talk about? SpaceX's new Falcon Heavy rocket that just launched.
Pretty amazing.
We got...
Speaking about heavy rockets, listen, SpaceX is, you were going down on a fucking rocket.
Did I do a good job?
Listen, bub, of course you did.
Thank you.
Stop
That's
talking
all
like,
that matters.
Stop talking like that because
wait, can I ask
you're
question?
Giving me a heartbeat and I don't need that.
Can I ask a question?
The doctor said you're fine, though.
I know, but I got to look at Joe Mackey. I'm literally feeling my ding-ding getting back to Bob Kelly strength. It's like my ding.
I like having that effect,
because
though.
You kill it. You make it go back down.
I make yeah. you lose.
But
okay.
I like having that effect, though, so it's good.
Alana,
stop talking.
You should take me on the road then.
But then why am I here?
Because you're an interesting person.
Can I ask
a
question?
So then I should continue talking.
Yes.
After the cum shot, how was it?
Like, why do you sound like a fucking yenta, everyone?
After the cum shot, do you go and get a cup of coffee?
Now, are you guys friendly? Or what do you do, shake hands?
I mean, we hug it out, and then, yeah.
You hug it out, and then you get a both wash off?
Yeah.
Do you ever exchange numbers or no?
Yeah. I mean,
you ever
we're
date
friendly.
A guy? You ever date a guy that you had sex with, and you dated after?
In the industry, no.
Yeah.
No.
Do you date other porn stars?
My preference, no.
No, but how do you meet a guy? Like, okay, so I meet you at a club. You see my show. You're like, this guy's hilarious. A little chubby, but I like it. Right? Well, I don't mind fucking making him get fully hard and so I can see what his penis really
looks
like.
Am I doing it now?
I'm not going to judge it right when I first see it and it looks like a little mushroom. I'm going to wait till it gets fully hard and then push all the chub fat back on the pubes and then grab, tie a rope to his balls and pull that back.
Why would I tie a rope?
So the balls stretch out so you can
pain.
See my full
dick.
I'm not
into pain.
No, it's not pain for you. It's just so you can see the full potential of my cock without any of the chub around it.
Why? Because you've seen my videos, so you're just like, it needs to...
Listen to me. I've seen a few of your videos. But listen to me. So now, I meet you at a club, and we're hanging out and we're talking. You seem like, I mean, you're cool. You got a good sense of humor.
You're not too bad either.
You can talk, right? Mm-hmm. And all that, and we're chewing. And then you go, I'm a porn star, right? And then
right.
I go, oh, shit. Like, in my brain, it's like... How do you want a guy to deal with that?
Well, I'm always 100% honest with the guy. If I'm into you, then I'm 100% honest with you because I give you the option of either sticking it out and getting to know me for me.
Sticking what up?
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Getting to know me.
Okay, great.
Or walking away.
All right. Okay, so you say to me, I go, hey, what's up? And we talk, blah, blah, blah. So what do you do?
I'm a porn star.
Oh, like, whoa, shit. What kind
and
of
guys,
porn?
Some guys walk away from that?
We're doing a fucking act out. Can you let me get in the act out? You want to be a friend? You can come in, cock block me in the middle and take her away.
He's not a good wingman.
I'm going to pull a Todd Barry and cock block her.
Hey, how are you?
He's not a good wingman.
You know, he doesn't know.
Terrible.
He doesn't know how to spell. Did you know that? Anyways. So you're a porn star. What kind of porn do you do? Like, what is your thing?
I'm in the MILF category.
Are you MILF?
Yeah, but I have no kids.
You have no kids, but you have a MILF. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, do you mind a small penis?
As long as you know how to work it, no.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they all say. They all say they don't have a boyfriend. They all like a small penis.
That's true.
It's all bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. Come on, man. So every stripper you talk to, like, you got a boyfriend now, and then some fucking guy, in a black car picks him up.
But I'm not a stripper.
Oh, no, I'm fucking lying. She's probably got three boyfriends. She's got a couple in Russia, you know.
I mean, I've never been to Russia, though.
Don't say that. Now someone's going to invite her to fucking Russia, and we're not going to get out. No, I'm kidding. Listen to me. It is
true. No, I met a girl one time. Can I
was
interject?
Was she a stripper? Please. Because I'm not a stripper.
I met a girl one time. Yes. I met her at a club, it was in Cincinnati. I did a show.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, she goes, I come here a lot. I never seen you here before. I go, yeah, I was a comedian at the show. All the people from the show that worked there, they go to this after hours place on Sunday. Anyway, so I go, yeah, what do you do? She's pretty good looking. What do you do? Oh, I'm a stripper, and I'm moving into porn. And I'm like, and in my brain, I'm like, if you blow this, you're the biggest choke of all time. Because she came up to me, she's telling me she's a stripper, and she's transitioning into porn. And of course, long story short, of course she didn't fuck me. Of course. I don't know what I did, but of course I fucked. And then somebody sent me a clip of her doing a DP with a black guy and a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, can I tell you
something? She'll fuck anybody but me. But I did choke. It was like when I first started killing on stand-up. I would be killing, and I'd be like, don't blow it. Don't lose the crowd. And listen, of course I lose the crowd.
Listen, I was in Kansas City and I had a porn star hanging out before the show, Saturday night before the show. And I was talking about eating ass and how I like my ass eating. And she was like, I'll fucking eat your ass tonight. I go, you will? She goes, absolutely. I'll meet you after the show. I go, I'm at this hotel. She goes, I'll meet you there. I got to do this, this, and that. I'll be there after. I'll meet you there at probably, I think it was 12:30, 1 o'clock. I go, awesome. Do the two shows. Go back right to the hotel. I literally go in the shower, wash my ass.
And the whole time you're on stage, you're thinking about getting your ass eaten. You can't even concentrate.
I'm just lying in the bed, AC on, with my ass towards the AC, just to keep it nice and fresh.
Dainty.
I fall asleep. I wake up. My ass is a little hot again. I take another. I keep going up, washing my ass. She never showed.
Of course.
I fell asleep with a wet towel between my asshole.
Of course. They just talk. No offense.
I mean, I like to think I'm one of a kind and different.
Yeah, but everybody does.
Well, all right, listen.
Joe Mackey's one of a kind. He won't even talk about the porn he watches. That's one of a kind.
Well, I think you got to look on the bright side.
What's the bright side?
You cleaned your butt.
Even his mom was like, Bobby cleaned his butt. Good for him.
Listen to me. You have to understand the funny Kevin's story. He sat through my story. He sat through all of it. And he fucking had one in the chamber ready to go. God bless you. That was great.
Good for you, Joe.
You're right. I had a fucking crystal clean asshole when I went home that day.
People were eating off his asshole.
Oh, it was beautiful back then.
So she never showed.
Never saw her again. And it's made me so sad because I was like, fuck.
Yeah, finally.
What the fuck? How does that not happen? We made an agreement.
Yeah. They're duplicitous.
You shook hands and everything?
Yeah, we did, basically.
It's an oral contract.
It is an oral contract.
They're duplicitous, these women.
What's
these
that?
These women
mean?
Of the night. They're fucking. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. They say a lot of things to a lot of people. That's their job. It's like comics. We talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And who knows what we're really thinking.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, because porn, it blows me away that porn is free now, basically.
It blows me away that porn is free.
It's
too.
Fucking. How are they? Now,
the industry definitely changed.
Can I say that I think that what's going to make it better is cams, right? And what's the other? With the goggles. What's that?
VR.
VR porn is going to save porn and make you money. Because if I can go to you and go, look, let's go to this VR room. We fuck and suck and whatever with my VR. And then I can take that video home and have that of me and you banging. And I pay you $1,000 for that. Is that good?
I mean,
yeah, but then she's a hooker, not a porn star.
How much? 2,000? 3,000, 5,000. How much is it going to cost you to do this? I'm trying to get a Joe Mackey number for you.
Then she's a hooker.
No, that's not a hooker.
That's not a hooker,
that's
actually.
Not, no, that's no. not a hooker. A hooker is, that's not a hooker. That's
you actually. You have hooker. To fuck him? You have to fuck him?
Hey, stop. Settle down. Stop pointing at me with that witch finger. Fuck him.
Wait, do you have to fuck him or not? If you have to fuck him for money, you're a hooker.
Virtually, yeah.
Listen, put that, you're scaring me.
You have to fuck me, you're a porn star. If you have to fuck him, you're a hooker.
Then there's a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel sorry for porn stars. I jerk off less than I used to because
next
I
next time you point that finger at me, go thinner.
No, because I feel sorry for the porn stars that they have to work for free. I think it's inhumane.
No porn star works for free.
No, I'm saying the porn is free, so they're working for free. Unless
no,
you get a
we
lot
still
of hits.
Get paid.
No, how they much? Get they get no. Here's the deal, though. They get paid when they film it.
Yeah.
What happens is they don't get paid on the selling of the video.
We don't
the
get
video.
The residuals.
The
or
video
anything.
They used
you
to,
don't get so, the back end.
Well, that's up for that back end.
I can't think of anything.
You're fucking brilliant. You know that by not saying something, he said it.
But it's all pirated, is what you're getting at, right?
Yeah.
But they only pirate the clip. So they try, and now, but
I mean, now you're
talking
you
about
have
RedTube?
Like, RedTube, Pornhub.
Clitty.com.
I don't Clitty. Know that Clitty. One, but.
Clitty.com.
Did you stutter,
favorite.
Or is it Clitty.com?
No, it's Clitty. Just Clitty. I did stutter.
Clitty, bang, bang.
It's Clitty. Clitty.com. You go there, and it's all these categories, it's everything, and it's only the little clip. That you kind of need. It's not like I like the story. I like the lead. I do. I like the lead
the narrative.
Yeah, because you're getting old.
I know. I've liked it. I'm a romantic. I've liked it the
Aww,
whole time.
That's so cute.
I like. Hey, how you doing? I hate. When the story's not there, I hate when it just goes. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I don't like. The, I don't like. The, I don't like.
You
the
do
jump
that
cuts.
Really well.
I. You want to see me do it? I'll fucking. I'd love for you to fucking.
I don't like the jump cuts.
Sorry.
I don't like the jump cuts when they're talking. All of a sudden, she's sucking his dick.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
And you said it better again. The jump cuts. What are you fucking punching up me? I. yeah, it's. It's. I like the story. I like maybe the back of the day. You'd have to hey, and the aunt would come over, and the fucking, yeah. And then you talk about.
I
it,
like to
like,
pretend
oh.
like I like to pretend she's not gonna fuck him.
Yes,
like in real life.
I
right,
love
and
that.
Then
the, aunt, you know, the aunt comes over. We're just gonna let that go.
Well, the aunt, you know, not a real aunt, but you know,
okay. The step aunt.
Well, there was one that I watched where he went over. His mother's friend's house, and there was two of his mother's friends there, and they were like they were talking to the mother about him, and he actually went over there to drop something off, and they're like, "Get in here," and they were milfs. I love a nice saggy milf tit.
How many times are you gonna say it
until she shows me her boobs? talking about Gabby, I'm kidding. You don't have.
I have no boobs.
No, you have fucking 12-year-old boy boobs.
No, so kidding. Do you.
No, I don't. I have 16-year-old girl boobs.
He's got melfies.
Yeah, I have nice titties. Yeah, and they came over and they were like, get in here. And they just fucking ravaged this little fucking rascal. Oh, it was crazy. Just don't. And they went, don't tell your mom. And he was like,
Secret is safe.
Why would they even have to say that?
What, don't tell your
mom? Don't tell your mom.
Because that makes you, that's the turn on.
Yeah.
That's the turn on.
Why would he have, I can't envision this have, conversation though.
Dickhead, you can't have subtext. What is he, fucking Mammoth? You can't.
Okay.
It's a fucking porn.
Hey, were my friends here earlier? Yeah, and you're not going to believe what happened, Mom. I just don't see that conversation happening.
Yeah,
well,
no,
that's
not...
why it's called porn.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, all right. Like, if we have to suspend disbelief.
I got a chocolate for you. You're such a sweet boy.
Thank you. I feel like I'm corrupting him.
Oh, no, no, I hang out with these scoundrels all the time.
Scoundrels.
These charlatans.
You're a scoundrel.
Ask him when he lost his virginity, how old he was.
How old
are
you?
I think you just did, and then she helped you.
Huh? What?
Can you talk about that?
I would prefer.
Does your dick let you talk about it?
I prefer not to.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
No, how old were you when you lost it?
You're 38?
Yeah, I'm 38.
You look amazing.
I like. Thank you so much. I like this line of questioning way better.
I was 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 10 with a chick in a bush.
I was 15.
Yeah.
You were 10?
Yeah.
A friend of your mom's?
No, it was this girl, Tawny. She was a mulatto chick that just moved to the neighborhood that I fell in love with.
So you welcomed her to the neighborhood?
She was 14.
So you welcomed her to the neighborhood?
She welcomed me.
And she sucked you off or fucked you?
She did both.
How'd you know how to fuck?
I had Dickie and Scott in the bushes telling me to, you know, pump how to do it. And I was pumping.
Are they both comics now too? Dickie and Scott?
No, they're not.
They sound like an improv team.
Dickie and Scott. Yeah, they work the main circuit.
Bob Marley.
I'm Dickie. I'm Scott. I remember that I had my Dunlop. I've told the story before. Remember the windbreakers? Remember Dunlop windbreakers? They came out with a little poncho.
Yeah.
I put that down on the ground and she was like, "You don't want to do that." And I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "I'm a spitter." And I go, "What's that?" She goes, "I spit out. You don't want to do that." And I was like, "Eh, don't worry about it." And she spit out all the cum onto my Dunlop wind jacket.
That's just rude to spit.
I didn't understand. I was 10.
I'm just saying it now.
It was rude. It was rude. It was disgusting. I had to wash it in a lake. And then and the Mystic Rivers, and I had to wash it, and I put it in. It got sucked away, and I was crying because my mom was so mad that I got my thing. Yeah. It was actually, I mean, if you think about
Mystic
it.
Mystic Rivers.
You told your mom that you lost it?
She was like, "Where's your jacket?" Back then, it wasn't like kids now who get a fucking million things, and they don't even give a fuck about a jacket. Back then, you got a jacket every once in a while, and that was a cool one. And she was like, "Where's your windbreaker?" And I was like, I couldn't tell her. I was like, you know, I don't know.
Got my dick sucked, Mom.
I got this chick's pussy puked on my jacket. Oh!
Hickory dickory.
Well, you know what? It's so funny when I think about it now, though. That's like abuse.
What?
It's abuse.
How is it abuse?
You shouldn't fuck when you're 10.
That's insane.
You shouldn't have sex when you're 10.
I think that's fine. For a boy, it's good. For a girl,
how old were you?
I can't. I'll say after Joe says. I'm a.
How old were you?
I was old.
But 38.
You know what? Because I was.
You're your first wife.
You know what happened? I would come too quick, so I could never fucking consummate it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I could never. I had a girlfriend, like, and I was like 18, and we were breaking up, and she was 16 or whatever, and I wanted to just fuck her so I could say I fucked her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was my real girlfriend for a while, and I know people would be like, "Did you ever fuck her?" And I'd be like, I want to say, "Yeah, I fucked her. That's right, I fucked her."
But you didn't.
But by then, I was like so stressed because I knew she kind of didn't want to.
Yeah.
So I kept trying to fucking put in. I kept coming too quick, and I was just.
So you never had sex?
To this day.
How'd you have kids?
I was making out with a girl.
Then you came?
Put that finger down.
I was making out with a girl that I didn't even like. We both had our pants on, and I came in my pants.
Really?
I didn't even like her.
That's so cute.
You get to.
And I came in my fucking pants. Pop that, Mackie.
You had to wash them in a lake.
In Mystic River.
Mackie, when was the first time that you made love to a woman?
I can't. I just don't like to talk about my personal life if I can avoid it.
That's good. I'm glad you're opening up.
But you can't avoid it.
Thank you for opening up.
Oh, how much will it cost? I've been avoiding a lot.
No one's going to hear
it. How much will it cost for you to open up?
No one's
going to
hear this. No one's going to hear this.
There's all those viewers on page.
Patreon.
It's my channel. It's Robert Kelly's channel.
Robert Kelly's channel.
It's my Robert Kelly channel.
We'll take it out.
Is that a new?
No, if you don't want to talk, you don't want to talk.
Is it a new social media thing?
Well, Patreon, and Kevin has ones too. Bring Kevin's up real quick. What you do? Kevin has a Patreon page. I have a channel.
It looks very
similar.
Mine's a channel. To Twitter.
Oh, you got a channel.
Mine's a channel.
Okay.
Like if you scroll down on mine, look, scroll down. There's like a ton of stuff on mine. I have a TV show. I have another show I did called the U-Haul Show where I rent a U-Haul and I drive around and I do a talk show out of the U-Haul. I have bands on it, comics.
Already?
Dan Soto did we pulled up in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Dan got out, did 15-minute set in front of a crowd that formed. And then we did a talk show with him in the back with the crowd.
And that's on your Patreon?
It's all of it's right here, right now. So I have a bunch of one-on-ones.
You had it all set up before you set up the page.
One-on-ones. So one-on-one with Jack Leary. We got one-on-one with Paul Verzi. We got one-on-one with, there's another one too. Who's the other one with?
Colin.
Colin.
Voss. Which Voss?
I have no content on my page.
So that's good. I'm glad. So that's why mine's a channel and his is a Patreon page.
But my supporters are very, very generous. So, yeah. I mean, we're going to do it. We're going to definitely put content, but they're already, you know, they've been donating this whole time for the last 2 years.
Let me ask you a question, though. Why don't you do, because you're always bitching about, let me do more shows. If you did more shows, you'd have more Patreon members. Therefore, you would get paid more money. Do you think that would happen?
No, I know, but I'm busy because I do two podcasts, Burning Bridges and Misery Loves Company, and then Burning Bridges is more like a hybrid show. But anyway, so
I got something for you.
I'm doing two shows, and then so to do extra content is not it's not that easy. Plus, I think at some point I will run out of things to say, and then I'm just
just collect money.
Yeah, no. Then what is the extra content? Just me sitting there looking at Joe Mackey, and we have like a stare off to see who says who got laid first.
Do it.
Wait, I'll say the girl's name. Can you say the girl's name?
All right, here we go. One.
Georgie Beckett.
What's your girl's name? Come on, give us your first name.
Give us something.
Something.
Well,
she talked about sucking black cock. I talked about getting raped in a bush.
Well, raped? It's rape?
Well, I think so.
Well, you're a real cuck to revisionist history into rape. You should.
I love the new word. Now nobody says faggot anymore. They say cucked.
Right.
Dude, so you're a cuck.
Yeah, because
who's
going to come out and go, don't call me a cuck. Don't. Because cucks don't get offended because you can't say you're a cuck. To call someone a faggot, gay people get mad. Who's going to get mad when you say they're a cuck? Because they're only a cuck would. So they're basically outing themselves. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. It does. Yeah. You make great sense.
So to lose your virginity at 10.
Hand away. I
to lose your virginity at 10 is amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, you know what? Can I tell you?
I was almost 21. I was 20.
It's ridiculous.
I was so drunk.
I had so much.
I was so drunk.
So I've got.
And that was the only reason I didn't come quick, I think, because I got so drunk. I puked. I was making out with a girl.
You saw a vagina.
I puked in the bathroom. She heard. I came back. I started kissing her. She goes,
she kissed you after you puked?
She goes, did you just puke? I go, yeah. She still fucked me. It was in the cards.
Jesus.
When I was 20, I wish I would have when I was 10.
I agree with you that 20 is way too late, you cuck. But
it's too late.
But here's the thing. 10 is too early. It's too early. 15,
well,
good.
You weren't rape. You can't rape a man.
Nah, I was kidding. 15, I was joking, you asshole. Oh. 15, no, 15's good. I mean, 15
for
to
a
get
lady,
sexual.
15 is good.
Yeah, and I had an older girl, which is a little better. It wasn't like it was two 10-year-olds messing around.
Yeah,
it was,
that's sick.
Yeah, it's a little. I mean, one has to know.
That's old already.
Dick-wise, it's way older. You got stuff grew. You know, by the time I was 15, I had a nice pecker going, nice little bush fat going on. 10, I don't think I had anything. It's just a raw.
But that's the look now.
I think it's a little too young. And I also think that to have sex, and I wish I could have waited so that sex wasn't such a addiction later in life for me.
Isn't it an addiction now for you?
It was back in the day. It was because I quit drinking and drugs at 15, and I kind of went to sex. After that.
Okay. And you were good looking too, right?
I was real good looking. So I went to sex and then.
That's the first thing I really laughed at all day. I got a big laugh out of that one.
And then I went later in life when I had to shut it all down because I got married, I went to food. And it's, you know, I'm just waiting to go to something else. I wish I could have went to whittling or something, whistling.
Yeah.
Just become a master whistler. I'm just a fucking master fatso right now. So I have a black belt in fucking fatness.
Whistling.
But, I wish I waited a little bit. I wish I didn't go crazy with it. Because we were taught sex different, though, now. I mean, you're not teaching your kid the same thing you were taught or not taught. We were not taught about sex. I'm going to teach my kid about sex and what to do.
Yeah, I will, too. My dad didn't teach me anything. He had 10 kids. He taught me nothing.
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 I had no dad.
10 kids?
I never heard anything either.
I never heard my dad even groan. Like, I never heard. I don't know when they fucked.
It's weird.
But I think they did quietly. You know what I mean? In bed and no noise.
Yeah, I understand why you're being, look, it's a podcast, you don't have to talk about it, but I think being open about sex and being okay with it is a positive. It's not a negative. Is to make sex this hidden thing, and you shouldn't, you know, it's like religious or whatever it is. I think that fucks people up.
Right. Right. I don't think I even knew. I was aware that sex was a thing when I was 10.
Yeah.
But I did not know.
When did you first learn about sex?
I think. I mean, other than no, I knew that there was a thing, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Really?
Until I was maybe 11 or 12.
Right. But then, did you see it in a magazine, or did you? Was it a movie?
It was the point where so many of my other friends knew what it was about that I asked my parents.
And what did they say?
Your parents?
What did they say?
What did they say?
They gave me the whole talk.
Like what? Like the bird?
Yeah, the birds.
Was
and the
it corny or was it real?
They both told you?
I went for a walk with my dad, and he told me all that.
Let's go for a walk. Like,
yeah, right?
And put this Dunlop on, this windbreaker.
Yeah, because it was the point where,
this
like,
is a part of it.
I would get made fun of because I didn't know what they meant when they said words.
Yeah.
What kind of words?
By your parents?
Cock.
Like screwed or hooker. I didn't know.
Right.
Like I
even,
was quite
even blowjob to me now is like, it makes no sense. No one's blowing. Because I remember, like, you want to suck my dick? You want to... Guys would say to me, hey, Brennan, you want to blow me? And I'd be like, I didn't even know what
Did
that meant.
You say guys?
Huh?
Guys?
No, like, if football we went to football practice, and the older football players would be like, hey, Brennan, why don't you blow me?
Right.
And I'd be like, all right. Because I was like, it didn't sound like anything sexual. I'd be like, maybe I'm blowing
so
the guy.
So if someone says that to you now, you would just say, okay.
I still go, all right. it depends if rents do. You know what I'm saying, Elena?
There you go with the fucking street talk again. Elena. I like it.
I thought you said 20 years old.
No, but yeah, some of it makes no sense. I can't imagine grabbing my dad and go like, Dad, let's go outside.
Well, he didn't do that. His dad had said, let me go talk to you. Let's take a walk and let me go talk to you. I would imagine that I would have that conversation with my kid.
Right.
Where it's like, let's go talk about this. Take a walk. You don't want to do it in front of your mom.
Yeah, I didn't.
Are you an
anything.
Only child?
No, I have some older brothers. Three older brothers.
They never taught you anything? They never sat you down with you and said, look, you ever
No,
see?
I mean, we were devout. We were devout
like
Catholics.
You?
We still are.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not judging anybody or telling anyone else how to live their life. It's just that I choose to do it a little bit differently, and I'm not I mean, I just... One, it's two, it's like, I thought when I did stand-up, I was going to keep... I don't like any of that. I don't like knowing any of that stuff about anybody. I don't want to know who this celebrity's dating, and I don't care about their private life. So
right.
Why can't I keep my private life, and... If I want to joke about something, if I want to talk about something, I will. But
he's you a
know,
real.
Can I say something? When you start talking like this, you turn into a middle-aged lesbian. Did you know that? No, I'm
People
kidding.
Think that before I start talking.
No, you know what? You're actually right. Like I fucked up.
No,
I
thought really that. Grow a beard.
I thought that. No, listen, dude.
And your hair looks like.
No, it is a little ironic that you have a porn star, and then this guy
didn't
is
know.
A devout Catholic.
I thought she was retired, and I didn't know he was a devout Catholic. I did not know that. But I think it's a great twist of fate. I think it's great that you.
Thank you.
You seem you don't seem like a fucking weirdo. You don't seem like you're on drugs.
I hope not. Thank
you.
I'm not
very,
on drugs.
You seem very sweet and all together. And
how about me? What do I seem?
You're a lunatic. But you, I mean, Joe, I respect that. I too. Look, I'm Irish Catholic too. I grew up with that, but I wasn't taught like my mother. My mother had my sister when she was 15, and me when she was 18 in an Irish Catholic house with 13
how
people.
How did that go?
Wow.
She had it. Well, back then you had to go away.
Right.
You couldn't stay in the house. You had to go to some nunnery thing and
she went to
have
the Mystic.
Baby.
She went to the Mystic River.
That's what she had. My sister. She was banging
that's all
on a
sex
jacket.
Was the, all sexual activities were done at the river.
Like
an old fucking Ben Affleck movie. Hey, let's go to the river and fuck. Where?
So
not
I feel
all,
bad.
Not all of them work. Not
no,
all
feel,
the jokes
no,
work.
No, I feel bad. No, I feel like there's like a thing because I feel like even
on,
as a devout Catholic,
your,
he's not
a
devout Catholic.
For a second?
He's not a devout Catholic. He's not a devout Catholic because he's having sex with his girlfriend. So if he's having sex with his girlfriend, he's not a devout Catholic. And that's the end of the story.
That's not true.
No, it's absolutely true.
I know what you're saying.
I was raised Catholic.
I understand I was too. I'm
premarital
saying,
sex, masturbation, it's all.
But
if
he
you're
never
not
said,
devout Catholic.
But he never said he was having sex with his wife, his girlfriend. He never said that.
But he's 38. He's not a virgin.
He never said that he had sex with his girlfriend, though. He could be waiting.
I think, like, most comics
right.
There...
Also,
are you waiting?
Also, like, I don't think, like, this idea that you can't be a devout Catholic and also sin sometimes. No, you can sin
How
all
often
the
are
time.
You sinning?
I
Weekly.
I sin every day. Every day.
How many Our Fathers and Hail Marys do you have to do?
It really depends on the priest you get for
confession. Most you've gotten...
I think I've gotten a few rosaries.
Wow, that's a lot. The whole fucking rosary?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Fucking suck a guy's dick?
No, I went to
at the Port Authority.
I went to confession and he asked what you know. The one of the things
he was like, "Blow me," and then the do five rosaries. You fucking
yeah, he tricks you. You got to suck his dick. Then he goes, "Hey, you got to do a bunch of rosaries."
That was your high school football team. No, but like, one of the first things you do in confession is say how long it's been since your last confession, and it had been over a year.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I got the extra penalty.
Wow, I'd fucking.
But no, you can be a devout Catholic, like. You're supposed to forgive people. That's what gets lost in religion.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to judge people, and you're supposed to forgive people. So,
the same thing.
Yeah, but
in Judaism.
if you're in a
are you a Jew?
I am.
Get out. No, I'm kidding.
Bye.
No, I'm kidding.
No, for real. If you're a devout Catholic, premarital sex is a sin. And if you're saying, oh, I can sin over and over because I can go to confession, that's not a devout Catholic. It's premarital sex is a sin. So if you keep doing it as a pattern, you're not a devout Catholic. No offense. It's just unless things have changed, you're not a devout
Maybe
Catholic.
Things have
if
changed.
You have if you have your girlfriend and you're having sex, even if you go to confession, you're not a devout Catholic.
Well, I think that Catholicism has adjusted over the years. I think you can sin in Catholicism and ask for forgiveness.
No, you can sin in anything, and you can ask for. But I'm saying, if you once in a while fuck somebody and you go to confession, but if you're in a like in a sexual relationship, you're not a devout Catholic.
I mean, look, he has a point.
Well, I would love to defend myself, but I don't want to talk about my personal life. But I disagree that you can't. Humans are fallible beings.
Yeah, but that's a cop out. That's what every Christian says. Like, oh, whenever a preacher gets busted, he goes, "Forgive me." They all use the "forgive me" thing to cover up the fucking all their sins that they have. So it's just it's and then you can be like, well, then you're sinning. It's just it's all bullshit.
But I think
religion's
can I say
bullshit
something
anyway.
I want to say something
because people use it as a crutch, and then they use it like, well, okay. I sinned. Jesus, everybody sins. I'm a sinner when they fuck up, you know. But if they fuck up the same fuck up, then it's not sinning. Then it's like then it's something more than that.
No, I think you make a good point that like you should be trying to work on yourself and get better and not sin. I agree. You're not supposed to keep making the same mistakes over and over. You're supposed to be working
towards
being a better
person. That's the definition of insanity, making the same mistakes over and over and expecting different results.
And talking about it on a podcast. Right.
Yes.
But you're putting words into my mouth that I never said.
He's not putting anything in his mouth because he's not getting into that part of his life. What do you mean he's putting things in your mouth? What is he saying that is not right?
I never claimed that I did things with my girlfriend over and over again.
Bam. There
okay,
you go.
Okay, then. I'm saying if you do, I'm not saying you do, but I'm saying if you do, and you're not going to talk about it, that's fine. I respect that, but I'm saying like if people are listening who are devout Catholics and they have the same sin, like if you live with your girlfriend and you're fucking regularly, you're not a devout Catholic. End of story. I'm not saying a devout Catholic makes any sense. I'm saying, but you're not a devout Catholic.
Point at me again. I'm going to bite your finger off. Listen. But I think Catholics, this is a weird, I knew a devout Catholic girl once, and she didn't have sex intercourse, but she did it in the butt. And there was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there is. It's still sex.
It's sex.
But what kind, have you done it in the butt?
Have you not watched my videos?
I did. I just wanted to hear you say it.
My parents
kill me.
People ask my
we might as well just fuck.
People ask no. People ask
I'm
me.
I'm ready.
Cut. Are you real? Oh God.
No. People ask me. People ask me.
We should do comedy. Why? And take why your
parents? People ask me why my parents have 10 kids because where we grew up, everybody had big families. So if they would have stopped
Irish Catholic.
Yeah. No. If they would have stopped at 5 or 6. And my mom was
not
still.
Why,
no,
not
no.
Why
let me
had,
finish.
That's
let me
not
finish.
Why you had a big family. You had a
no.
Big
let me finish. I'm saying if my parents if my parents had stopped at 5 kids.
Where are you going?
No, I just taking my headphones off. I don't need them.
If my parents had stopped at 5 kids,
really
they would have known that they weren't that they were using birth control and they were no longer devout Catholics. So that's part of the reason
right.
why people kept having kids.
It's because
even though it made no sense.
You had a lot of kids because as many times as you fucked, if you had a kid, you had to keep it. That's why.
Also, you couldn't use birth control.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And my mom was 35 when she stopped having kids.
They would just stop fucking. And that's why people separated beds, too. Like, my grandmother slept in a separate bed. You know, listen, here's the deal. You bang, she gets pregnant, you keep it. Irish Catholic, that's the rule. That's why my grandmother had nine. One of them passed away. One died at a baby. But... that's why people had big families. Now you can have one kid and bang and just not have it. And it's not a big deal. And I think, you know, look, your religion is your religion. Whatever you want to do, Joe, you do. Right. I respect you. I think it's great. I still think you're interesting. I think you're funny. You're not a weirdo. And I think it's a test to you that you are the way you are and you're still funny and you did this business in your way. Without opening up, because vulnerable, Kevin's as vulnerable as you can get on stage. He talks about everything in his life and sometimes actually fucks him over because he's so honest. I talk about shit like that too. And for you to write jokes and not get too personal, but to be that funny on the stuff that you're talking about isn't talking about your dick or banging chicks or your chick sucks or blah, blah, blah. I think that's good.
Well, yeah, plus it's like I don't want to get into an argument, you know, because like she doesn't want me to talk about it. So I got to respect that, you know?
Look, my wife has told me not to talk about two things, and I did both
they?
Of them.
What are they?
One was how we met. I'll tell you, I don't care. I don't care about that.
No, my wife has basically threatened me.
Yeah.
If I mention certain things, she basically like, we're done. You know, and then the line keeps moving, and it's like, I understand what she's saying, but like, I also understand, like, my point earlier was like, she's into reality shows, and people are in general. And like,
well, she likes watching it. She doesn't want to be part of that.
No, but I'm saying it's like you watching a lot of porn, and then you going like, oh, I don't want. It's like it's a double standard to me. It's a double standard because it's like if you're into that, like I'm not. If you're into it, you're into it. So you can't say like, oh, my husband can't talk about his life at all. Plus, in a podcast, you need shit to talk about.
Why do you turn into a fucking yenta? You need shit to talk about. What the fuck happens to you at the end of your sentence?
I don't know what happens to me.
I want to ask you.
I know it's working because I got two podcasts.
Sure.
Yeah, because you have to. Fucking asshole. Could have had just one successful one if you just kept your mouth shut.
Right,
listen,
right,
no,
right.
I'm kidding. You're doing fantastic. Patreon right there. His Patreon is amazing.
Shut up. Wait, I don't even have any content.
That's my channel. Sorry.
Oh, damn, boy.
That's my channel.
Bill is tricking a book. Let's go to Kevin's. Oh, we're on my.
Listen. Listen. I want to ask you a question.
Sure. Ask away.
I worry.
Are you religious at all?
No. That's not what I'm asking. Don't listen to him. And you're going to, because you might worry about this too. I don't know. Maybe you don't, because you don't give a fuck about a lot of things. But later in life, the things you said or the things you've done on podcasts or whatever, comedy wise, it's out there forever for us.
Right.
So, Joe, you're not going to have to worry about it because you reframed. But me and you have said, Kevin, me and you have done stuff and said stuff that we're going to be like, oh, shit, your kid's going to hear someday. And he's going to go, dude, dad, what was this? Are you worried about, do you want to have kids in a family? And
I do.
And if you do.
I do want to have kids in a family.
Why?
Because what your point is so ridiculous because I already had this discussion with my wife. By the time my kids even give a shit about my podcast, I'll have 800 hours of fucking podcasting. They're not going to go through it like fucking, like Quincy.
Your kids are going to watch Quincy.
Are you kids?
I wanted to get people to react to Quincy. I thought you would say like fucking Quincy. Who references Quincy? Anyway, so they're not going to find what my wife said. You talk shit about. I talk shit about him like in individual episodes. They're never going to find it. Porn's different. Porn, they can fucking find porn.
No, they'll find it. They'll find stuff
they'll
that
find
you said.
It.
No, it'll be too hard to find.
Because later in life, like fans of yours, they're going to find your thing and be like, I love this, and listen and listen. And all of a sudden, they're going to hear you saying something and be like, what the fuck? My dad's a loud asshole that won't shut the fuck up.
I said they're assholes. I said they're assholes.
Your kids?
Yeah, once. But I love my kids. Like I just said, I was having a bad day. It was in the summer. I was having a bad time with them.
Aren't you worried about that? What are you going to say to your kids when they're 11? And I'm not trying to be a dickhead. I'm just saying, at 11-year-old, and then, you know, and they...
I mean, it was the choices that I had to make in order to, like, survive and everything. Right. But I'm not ashamed of what I do.
Right.
Or anything.
Right.
So...
Do you know porn stars with kids?
Yes, I do.
And are the kids okay?
The kids are fine.
Are they fine with the sex?
The kids are fine.
But are they fine? Do they know that it's out there? How do they, what, do they have to keep their kids away from the internet and YouTube? And do the other kids...
You can't keep your kids away from the internet and YouTube and everything. Hang on, son.
I love that you're raising your hand, though. It makes me fucking so happy. That finger scares the shit out of me.
Like this?
His. Yours is awesome. I love a French baby girl.
Thank you.
Put it right in my bum. Listen, I'm kidding. My penis is so disappointing. You'd go like this. Wah, wah. Guarantee you'd leave. Just like the one that did Kevin back in the day.
I guarantee you I won't, but...
Oh, God. Listen to me, Mama. Gabby, save me. Gabby,
calm down.
Me away.
Calm down.
Listen, do they get made fun of? Have you heard any stories about other porn stars' kids getting fucked with because of what their parents do?
How would you deal with that?
No?
I don't know how I would deal with it. When the time comes, that's when I would deal with it. Yes.
Here's the problem. And I'm not even making this up. What happens is the other parents find out, and then they have a problem with the PTA.
I mean, people are going to judge you no matter
what.
No,
but they're going to keep the kids. It's just what happened. The parents are going to keep the kids away from her kids.
If you move next
because
door.
Parents are fucking cunts, especially moms who have kids. Moms who have kids are the least open to anything because they want the kids to be like eat organic. They don't want them to have any exposure to anything.
Anything negative.
I'm just saying moms who have kids. I'm just known from stand-up comedy. I'm not talking about my wife or Bobby's, anybody's wife. I'm talking about the women who have kids. They're fucking miserable people, and they want their kids they don't want their kids exposed to anything. So when they find out that you used to do porn, it's going to be a problem. And I got to leave. No, I'm just kidding.
Joe went like this.
No, I feel like I'm a wet blanket, but that's what happens. I read a lot. I don't watch a lot of podcasts. I read a lot. So that's what happens to people do porn. And I watched a thing on Netflix about porn stars after they do porn.
After porn.
Yeah.
I saw that, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, look, here's if you move next to me and I found out that you and one day I'm
talking
off,
about the moms, I'm talking not you.
Shut
I'm
up.
Talking about
I'm
the moms.
I'm talking to her. Shut up.
He is a mom.
I'm talking. Listen, if you move next to me and I found out you were a porn star and I was masturbating to you, that would be hard to deal with. If you live next to me,
okay,
and it would be hard to deal with. Just I would accept you, of course. I wouldn't give a shit about that. Your kids could play with my kids, but there's going to be a point where Max is going to come home and be at 14 and be like, "Hey, Dad, can I ask you something?" And he's going to go play, and you're going to be like, do it. And I'm like, yep.
That's the neighbor.
She's good, son.
She's good. Listen, I want you to pay attention. I'm sorry I didn't give you the equipment.
This is what
I'm
sex sorry, is like.
I'm sorry I didn't give you the equipment that man has, but work with what you got, kids.
Plus, you're going to have that talk right
then.
Take
notes.
I just want to let you know, she helped me with my small penis. I'm sure she can help you. She made a deal with me back around 15 years ago.
What's done is done, so if you want to have a family, you can't undo it, so you're just going to have to,
I'm saying the internet's a bitch. The internet's a bitch.
Bitch no matter what industry you're in.
That's
so
true.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. You could be a financial guy and still like have so much dirt on you that like just by Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
You do a podcast.
Really
I'm sure you do a podcast like today. I'm sure someone's making fun of
all of us right now.
The internet
it's called
right
my
now.
Chat room. Bunch of cunts.
You're going to have the cyber bullies.
I'm just saying, listen, Alana, I'm on your side. I'm just saying moms with kids are miserable people and they have no sense of humor and they're going to have a problem with it. And you're hot too. So they're going to have a problem because they're going to be all fucking milky milfs, big fucking saggy fucking tits and big arms and fucking doughy legs.
Relax. Relax, Joe. It's okay.
Joe.
Stop doing it. I
like the alliteration.
Oh, good.
Milky MILFs.
Milky
Making
MILFs.
Milk.
No, they're just going to be big gals, and they're going to resent you. They're going to resent you anyway, and they're going to find out you did a little acting back in the day, and they're going to have a problem.
A little acting.
Did you do you do acting regular? Did you switch over? Have you crossed over?
No, not
Nothing.
Yet. No.
You want to do something together?
Sure, let's do it.
I fucking love you. Listen to me. Do you have a boyfriend now?
Oh, I am dating someone. What's now.
I thought you said no. You told me last week no.
No, I didn't. I told you I'm dating someone.
Oh.
Now, where is he? Is he in the biz? No.
He's not in the industry.
He's a square.
He's not a square either.
He's not a square. What do you mean? What is he? Showbiz?
I mean, he's in the entertainment industry, but he's not in the porn industry.
Oh, that's good.
Is it Jared Freed?
The Joe?
Sure.
You're dating the fucking King
of
All Brunch?
No.
Fucking
funny if she was dating together. She's dating Joe.
That'd be funny if that was your girlfriend. And he was like, I'm not going to talk about you.
Meanwhile, I'm
he has to go to confession three times a day. Yeah, plus, he finally arrived since. It's been 2 hours.
Honey, it's if, you okay to talk about us.
If you pull this shirt up, he's all flog marks. This is just fucking, fucking shame, shame, shame.
Honey, it's okay to talk about us. It's okay.
God, what would you do, Joe, if after a show she came up to you and was like, oh, I fucking want your balls?
Oh, when I was single and girls would come up to you, and it's not because I'm not bragging that I'm like some hot dude or a great comic. It just happens when you're a performer and
when you look like
you
a
look
Dutch
successful
person.
Or whatever. But I would always screw it up or never really do it.
Really?
Yeah. But you don't drink anyway, right?
Oh no, I like to have brewski or two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A what? A brewski? I love you so much, Joe.
Sounds like Ned Flanders more and more. A brewski or two-ski?
There is such a fucking, just a bridge between you and him. Two different people.
I think we're two peas in a pod. I think Kevin and I are very similar.
Really?
It's just Kevin has no filter where I worry about everything.
Yeah.
But other than that, like a lot of things he says is like stuff I'm thinking, but I just don't want to.
Well, that's the thing about Kevin that people like.
Yeah.
When we were talking about you, what you your fans say, they're talking about you, which we're actually saying like maybe he's right. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe. You know, if there's anybody out there just yapping about shit, maybe he's on to something.
Yeah, I bring up unfortunate situations. But let me say this.
Please.
No, I don't even want to address that.
What?
No, because the one thing I do resent when people say I self sabotage. That's all bullshit. Because I show up on time. I'm not late. I don't do heroin. You know what I mean?
No, I'll tell you what.
Noam started it, and Liz is perpetuating it because Noam said because I screwed up Misery Loves Company. But the fact of the matter was that had no legs anyway. So
legs? What are you talking about? You're selling out the Village Underground.
I'm not going to argue with it. I'm just saying it had no legs.
In 6 months,
legs.
You sold out the Village Underground with fans only.
Okay, but that was
fucking
$10,
legs do you want?
And it was like
you could have charged $20 if you wanted to.
No.
You're crazy.
I'm saying for Noam, and then Liz goes, yeah, he self. I'm like a guy who does heroin. And is alcoholic and chill, and that's self sabotage. What I do is like I just speak my mind. If that's self sabotage, then like what the fuck am I supposed to do? Go to be a priest? No offense.
No.
I'm just saying like you can't even do. It was never gonna last. The end of the story. So I self sabotage. Like I've had this incredible career. Like I punched Lauren Michaels in the face.
You did?
I have no talent.
Why did you punch him in the face?
I'm joking. I've never done anything.
Me too.
Like I did a show on Yom Kippur and that fucking dirty Jew got mad. So that's self sabotage. So, first of all, we had no future. We had no future.
There's literally you saying dirty Jew. Yeah, that's self sabotaging.
No, sure it's not.
If a Jewish person wanted listen,
I'm sitting right next to you.
No, you're clean.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, if a Jewish person
wanted to hire you as on a
they
movement,
won't. They won't. They
if
won't. They,
if they were like, all right, I want to hire this guy, and then one of the person like, well, I just found this clip of him saying "dirty Jew."
Good. Don't hire me. Go ahead, Joe.
Remember when clean. I said Kevin said things that I wanted to say? That was not one of those times.
But
I was referencing a specific dirty Jew. I don't think all Jesus. Jews are dirty.
What? But the fact.
But a lot of them are. a lot of Jews that run showbiz are very duplicitous. Back me up on that, Joe?
Here's the problem.
I haven't experienced that.
Here's the problem with Kevin successful. That people don't get. This is what people don't get is that what he's doing is entertainment. And what he's doing is he's trying to entertain the people that do like him and listen to him and like that style of humor. And when he shuts off the mics, you see him at the club, he's really not a dickhead. You're just like, what's up? He's very quiet and fucking.
No, I basically have nothing to say. And also, also when
said
I did
it all on stage.
Yeah, and also when I did play by the rules, I got nowhere. So yeah. Why play by the rules? I got nowhere.
People think Kevin's a mean guy off stage. No, he doesn't talk to me at all.
You don't talk to Joe off stage.
I have nothing to say to him. I have nothing to say to anybody.
Want to say hi? I say hi to you.
I say hi, but I don't see you that much.
We talk. I talk.
Yeah, but we're in the same business, and we, you know, and we don't. I don't see you that much. So if I talk about stuff.
We talk once in a while.
Not much, though. I don't really talk to anybody. I talk to people that I do my podcast with.
No way those are real, by the way.
They are.
They're not real.
No nipple. We can't show nipple.
No nipple. No nipple.
Why can't you show nipple?
Can't. We'll get kicked off YouTube.
Yeah, we can't show nipple.
For real?
Is this the camera? Go ahead.
It happened last time.
We're good now. Go ahead. You can show now.
Oh, see? Here you go. Just a little bit.
Wait.
Here, they're real.
I can't see anything. You can show everything. We're off the camera.
Oh,
we'll put them off camera.
My wife, when I did, when she was on my podcast.
Yeah, those are real.
They are real.
Those are real.
Why would I lie?
I don't know. I knew you weren't lying. I just wanted to see them. Is that camera good? I wish I had Aaron's face behind you. Aaron was like this.
I know. He's from the corner of my eye.
It's like remember what was that thing with the girls going wild at the, they throw the beads and they have the girl on top of the head of all the college guys.
And she'd be waiting.
There was always, if you look at all those videos, there's always a dude in the background just waiting for the tit to come out.
Yeah.
Like some black dude in the background just waiting. All these college guys like, do it! Then the girl whips her titty out and you see a black hand come up, shake a titty, and then leaves.
It's always a black hand.
It's always a black hand. Or a thin witch hand like you. A fucking homeless person's hand.
I do have thin hands.
Oh, it's the worst. You have thin Irish fingers.
Oh, my.
For fucking plucking potatoes out of the ground.
Disgusting.
All right, listen, let's wrap this up. This has been a very interesting YKWD. This has been, I've liked this one the most in a long time.
Because I'm here?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I answer all this?
Because
she was asking
you
me, not
yes.
you.
I was asking
She's
everyone.
She's not asking you. She's
asking everyone.
Don't, you're asking me. Don't
bond. Especially you.
Thank you, Mama.
Oh.
Can I have anything?
I'm so sorry, Poppy.
What?
I was thinking, all three of them made it for a great episode.
Well, yeah.
It's
up, Joe?
A very Neapolitan.
Are you sick?
When was the last time?
I had pneumonia last week.
What?
Yeah.
For the people listening, when you said no nipple, that was for Bobby. He was getting his shirt almost on.
When was the last time you had people on? You go, that wasn't a good episode.
No, we always have.
No,
great
but you never say it to their face.
No, we always have.
That's what I'm about. I'm saying if I have a shit guest, I go, this is not a good show.
Because
everybody says, you know, it was a good episode. That guy's a good comic. I just say if the guy's not a good comic, I'll say he stinks or
we have a great episode. Every week's pretty much a great episode. But I actually, this one was a lot of fun. This one was great because the dynamic was interesting. I knew you were going to fucking be good. I didn't know you. But you're sweet. You're open. You're great.
You're not too bad
either. I know Joe is going to be fucking great, but it was good that he's. I didn't know that about him. I didn't know he's a devout Catholic. I didn't know that he's like, fuck you, I'm not gonna talk the whole show. I didn't know that he was gonna
fuck you, Bobby. I'm not saying shit. Plead the fifth,
yeah,
bring his lawyer.
Really,
you know what sucks?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you take so much crap for everything you say, so I'm just careful about it.
You're right, you do.
You're smart, Joe.
You are smart.
What's terrible is that people can just get Mateo to call and say things in your voice for you.
He does exactly, he sounds
Mateo
exactly.
Last week. Was fucking killing
me. So funny.
Me. God damn
it. He does Joe. He does everybody.
He does Joe Mackey and he does Liza Minnelli. I want to just invite him to a party and just have him go, Bobby.
You see, his shirt's always off on Instagram, too.
Thank God.
And he acts like, you know, guys don't like my body. I'm like, he wears those little t-shirts. And I'm like,
I would too.
I go, guys already want to fuck you because of your act. He goes, no, they don't want to fuck me because of my comedy. I'm like, it makes no sense, but I'm like, the guy's too sexy. You know what I mean?
What?
He's too sexy.
For you?
Just for everybody. It's just too much.
What are you? Who,
and then he takes his shirt off, and I'm like, am I gay? Or like, what's happening?
Yes, you're definitely gay. Like, you are
he
gay.
Just, I love his act, and I just think he's just delicious. I'm like, sometimes I wish I was gay just to
was.
Be like, just to like,
dude,
just
let me tell you something.
If you and Mateo,
if you and Mateo on the road, if you took him to open for you, fucking 2 weeks
I opened for him. I would never follow him anywhere.
Really?
That guy's a killer. He kills.
You kill too, don't you?
No, not like that. I don't make people happy. His act makes people, fills him with joy.
That should be a t-shirt you have. I don't make people happy. That should be the Kevin
Come
Brennan
to the show.
Come to the show. I don't make people happy.
They laugh, but they're not happy about it. It's like after porn, after you come, you're like, what am I doing?
I know.
That's how people leave my show. They're like, what was that?
They
have a good time, but they're like guilty.
I edged for 45 minutes the other day.
You did?
Ugh. I got annoyed.
It
was awful. I just kept going clip to clip to clip. It's
what do you mean edge where you wait?
Well,
you just keep.
I trying to find some, and then I find one and it wouldn't load or it wasn't there, and then I found one and the acting was off. And
because it's free porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Pay for your porn.
Yeah. I did watch yours, though. I watched a lot of
it. It wasn't that long ago where you had to pay. You go to a hotel, you had to get
a
package.
I'm glad you liked it.
I really did like it. It was really sexy. But here's why you're great. This is why
am I great?
Joe, and I'm going to tell you because you're not going to watch it. I'm going to tell you why she's great to me.
Notice how he's not looking at me and talking.
I'll tell you. I'll look right at you, baby. You're out of your mind. I'll fucking eat your asshole.
Thank you, Dad.
I'll fucking suck.
Your wife don't listen to this?
No, I don't listen to this shit. Why you're great is because you're like the girl next door. Mm-hmm. Like you're like that Long Island girl or that East Coast girl. Sweet as pie. Won't take shit.
That's true.
Won't take shit. If you step over the line, I'll fucking crack you. I'll fight you. But other than that, I'd love you to be a sweet guy to me. And I love being a pretty little girl for you. And I will fucking tear your shit up. As long
that
as you tear
me.
My shit up, too.
That
yeah,
is me.
I fucking love it. I can feel that.
And your wife has no problem with that.
No. What? Oh, I'm not going to do anything with her.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because if she said right now, I'd like to suck your cock and make love to you in the back and let you play with my titties and just jerk off and I won't tell anybody.
Could I watch and pretend I'm her husband?
No, I wouldn't. Me and my wife have a date Friday night. We're going to fool around Friday.
For real? Oh,
that's how you do it? It's date night?
Yeah, we have date night.
And you save up all week?
No, I save up. I haven't touched it. I don't even look at it.
I want to do a shout out to my wife because she No, she. You know, I always feel bad when I, you know, because she's like, you don't say, you got to say nice things about me because I, you know, I make a lot of jokes, but, you know, I still love my wife.
I love my kids. You say you love it. I love my kid. And this is very important to me. I told my wife this. I don't want to be one of those guys who say I just love my kid. I literally the other night my wife walked out after putting my kid down, and I started crying. I fucking love her so much.
Now, you know what?
I'm not saying that to get off from the.
No, my
gay.
Problem is. My problem
I'm
is.
Not, gay.
I'm not doing that to make you even, you know, even.
No, I love my
your wife, Bobby.
No, my problem is I love my kids too much. Like, I think I'm too. Like, I worry about them too much.
Well,
because
kids.
I love them so much. Like, with these school shootings, like I'm really having issues with this shit.
Why?
Like, I'm just having some serious issues, and I'm having problems with the school because, you know, I'm just having I'm gonna say what fucking school they go to.
Listen, dummy.
I know. I'm saying. Like I worry too much. Like if something happened to my kids, like I don't think I could go on.
Is it a bad school district? Is what I meant.
I'm not gonna talk about it at all. I'm just saying if I something happened to my kids.
What the fuck are you worried about? If they go to a public fucking school, what if they if you send them to a private school and spend the money? Then you have nothing to fucking worry about. Is my point. What fucking school do
they
go to?
Why are you telling me to talk to Patreon? I don't have the money for a fucking private fucking school. You piece of shit. I'm saying.
Put some content. Go to his Patreon page.
I'm too in touch.
Oh, wait. No, that's mine. That's patreon.robertkelly.
No, I'm saying I'm too. I worry about my kids too much.
I have a channel.
I love my kids too much. I love them too much.
Listen, you can't love your kid too much.
I'm always anxious about what's going to happen to my kids because I love them too much.
Can I say something about that? They're actually, you're giving your kid anxiety by doing that.
No, I know. So I'm trying to chill out.
You need to.
I'm trying to.
Really need
out, but
to.
It's not easy.
Well, you need to. You need to let go of your kids, let them get into a little danger so they don't get fucked. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, living in New York is dangerous as it is.
It is not. You should gotta let them go to a
place. I don't live in a country like you.
Well,
I don't have a fucking farm, sheep, and
I don't
whatever.
Have a farm. I have a 3-bedroom ranch, you fucking loser.
Okay, you still said ranch, faggot.
Whoa! Cuck!
Cuck, I mean.
All right,
say
listen.
It, Joe.
Cuck.
No, I meant the other word. I'll give you $20 anyway.
Joe, are you going to have kids someday?
Hope so.
How many kids do
you want?
He'll
be a great dad.
2 or 3.
You're going to be a great dad, Joe.
I hope so.
Are you excited about that time of your life?
Terrified.
Why?
Well, I worry I wouldn't be able to do comedy. I worry I'd be a bad dad. I don't know.
How many guys do you know that have kids that do comedy? Me, Louie.
That's why I was worried.
That's true. I just...
What are you talking about?
Well,
like,
Kevin has kids.
Well, a lot of people do comedy and they have kids.
That's what I said. We all have... That's what I'm
saying.
Earlier,
you can't go on the road when you want to.
Most of the guys he knows don't have kids.
Comedy is getting harder and harder, especially to get a fan base and to get...
get good bookings on the road. Yeah. It's harder and harder, and that's what I worry about. Yeah.
Like, it is harder and harder.
Yeah, not for me.
So I'll, I'll be clubbing in Ohio.
I'll be in some club.
All right, let's
in
Ohio. Bring up the dates. Actually, I want to start plugging. Let's plug
my
Kevin
dates
first.
Aren't up. My dates aren't up. But Kevin Brennan, comedian, because he didn't put the dates up. Dapes. Kevin Brennan.
Why didn't you wear that on my show?
Kevin Brennan.
I'm wearing
not you, Kevin. Coat.
Can I just do my thing?
Yeah, go
Kevin
ahead.
Brennan, comedian. That's my website. Kevin Brennan 666 at Twitter and Instagram, yes. And
I
all
love
my
that.
All my sites will be all my dates. But I'll be the next one I have out of town is in Ohio, Cayuga Falls.
See,
in,
they're real.
At the Funny Stop in Cayuga
Joe
Falls.
Joe List is calling. Answer it.
April 19, 2021.
Sorry. Stop talking to me like that. She and really burning fucking orders me around like
burning bridges.
Hang on.
Come on, man. Burning Bridges on Compound Media and Misery Loves Company podcast available on iTunes. Also, all the links are at my Twitter, KevinBrennan666. I know people go, I don't have Twitter. Oh, I don't give a fuck, motherfucker.
Joe List, you're on the YKWD Live with Joe Maggie, Kevin Brennan, and my new girlfriend.
Hi.
Hi.
She even sounds like it.
Hello.
Who's the Dame?
Hang on. Hang on, hang on, you fucking cocksucker.
Are we going to cut this out?
No. Alanis.
Alanis?
Alana.
Alana.
Alana,
sorry.
Alana. Alana Love.
Alana Love, but L-U-V.
The Dave Coulier woman?
No.
Dave Coulier.
That's
no.
Alanis Morissette.
That's Alanis Morissette. This is Alana Love. Alana is a porn star, beautiful porn star, has great movies, and now she's
Thank
here
you.
Today. You're welcome. She's a sweetheart.
Why don't you have me in when the porn star's there? I was on with Dante.
Dante said no.
Dante was a stripper, and you said no. You didn't want to do today's show.
I was busy, but I was busy because I'm plugging my Netflix half hour season 2.
You motherfucker! You motherfucker! You snuck on to get a plug.
No, I was calling to see if this gig is still happening tomorrow. We doing that gig?
No. No, it's canceled.
Seriously?
Yes, the guy who booked it's Aaron's right here. We're going to get around 12 feet of snow tomorrow.
12 to 16 inches.
1 to 4 inches, I heard.
Well, 12 to 16.
1 to 4 is my penis. 12 to 16 is what Alana is used to.
And, she fucks Mackie?
Mackie has a big peepee?
What? How did this conversation got off the rails? And do you just, like, ask Joe List, and then you're like, he can't do it, and then go to the next?
You want to do shows?
Sure.
That's $100. You want to do it?
I can. I'm on Chicago.
Okay, there
tomorrow.
You go.
What
you
if it gets canceled, though?
Well, I still got to try to get there.
This show's canceled.
No, you do have to try to get there.
All right, well, make sure you go to Netflix right now. And what's the name of the specials?
The stand-up.
No, they're not specials. I get it. I know what you're doing.
Buddy, I'm not fucking doing that, you insecure cunt. I'm saying, what's the name of it?
It's called The Stand-Ups. It's an episodic. It's not a special. I'm not special. I stink.
Joe, your ass. Joe, you're one of the funniest guys out there right now.
Have you seen?
And I've talked to 7 different people in the last month about you behind your back, and every single one of them is like, oh my God, Joe List is amazing.
Including Alana?
Yes, of course.
Now I know she's lying about what she said about me.
Definitely
yes.
Not.
Yes.
Because it all sounds the same.
I don't lie, ever.
Yes ever.
Hey, Joe, what's your
is that gig really canceled?
Yes, it's canceled, but he's going to text you after. You're still going to get the money.
He already has
the money.
Great.
You already have the money. You already got paid before.
Wait, you guys got paid? He's had all this money?
No, we're gonna do it again later. Anyway.
All right,
when's your Fallon, Joe?
All right,
the first time I ever stood up for an agent.
When's your Fallon?
Friday
night, make sure you
whatever, Booker, whatever.
Make sure you watch Fallon, Jimmy Fallon. He's on it. Joe List is going to kill. I'll be watching. I took Friday night off. It's date night, so after I have a little sex with my wife, I'm gonna watch you solo.
All right, great. Did you tell Brennan I did his bit on the show?
Are you
going to
watch
week?
My videos?
You did. I'm fucking. She's exactly my type of chick, by the way. I got to stay away from her. Listen, I'm going to stare at you. You did Kevin Brennan's bit?
On your show, it killed.
Which bit? I forget.
I think my wife is on Tinder because I'm on Tinder and I saw her on Tinder.
I don't even do that anymore.
I worked last night at the cellar, too.
Good. I'm not even doing it anymore. You can have it.
Hi, Joe. I love you, buddy. I'll see you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye. Hey, are you coming down to smoke cigars?
When?
Tonight.
Is that a euphemism?
8 o'clock.
For being faggots.
I'm doing Bonfire, and I got a couple of sets beforehand. I'll be down there at like 10.
Oh, fuck, man.
Okay, I got to go pick up my kids. Let's wrap this up.
Bye.
All right,
Kevin, you are all set. You can actually go, buddy. Let's go to Kevin.
Get up in the middle of the thing.
Well, if you got to go, you got to go. We got to wrap up.
I'm just saying, I don't want to fucking...
What?
Mackey's got enough credits.
Yeah, Joe Mackey. Joe, look at you, dude.
I mean, not Mackey List.
Look at you. You're adorable.
That's me. There's my teeth.
You're one of the that sweater has a little thing on the collar. What is that little button?
Oh, it had it had one of those things where you can put your military.
An epaulette.
Yeah. I'm sorry. How do you know what a fucking epaulette is when you dress the same every week?
That's because I'm poor, but I still know what stuff is.
I
don't know have health insurance. I still know the word.
Really? You don't have health insurance? Oh, Jesus.
Soldiers can put those things on the sides,
epaulette.
You can roll up your sleeves and undo the top part and connect it so they don't unroll.
He just said it's an epaulette. Did you listen to him?
I didn't know what that... I never heard that word before. But, hey, I got Zany's Wednesday through Saturday in Chicago, Old Town. Then I'm in Paris, France, Monday the 26th, doing Theater de Louvre.
What the fuck is that? How do you go from Nashville to Paris?
That's Chicago to Paris.
How
and
is that?
I would love to be back in Nashville. It's a great city.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a great club, too, Zany's.
It is a great club. I love that club.
Then I got Austin, Texas, Salt Lake City, and Edmonton, Alberta, coming up in April.
Awesome, man. Check out Joe Mackey.
Well, what's he doing in Paris?
.com.
It's a theater show they do for the English speakers, which there are many in Paris.
Right.
They do a monthly English show.
Is it good money?
It's decent money, and also they paid for 3 days trip to Paris. And
wow.
Flight.
Are you bringing your girl?
Yeah. No.
Are you going to watch porn?
I'm probably going to have some wine.
Okay,
that's opening up.
Is it gonna be is it gonna be water first?
No, I was really looking forward to.
Wow. All right, thanks.
I missed it. Delayed. Sorry.
Sorry, Joey. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're the best. All right, let's go to you, sweetie poo.
Hi.
Where I can't even do it. We can't do it. I can't do it.
Why?
I can't.
Fine. You're okay.
I can't do it because she. I know you treat everybody like this.
I do not.
You do. You treat.
I do not.
You, last week you treated Kevin like he was the man, and
she didn't treat me this well.
Stripper.
Huh?
He kept calling me stripper.
You're not a stripper.
No, I implied that she might have, but then she cleared up. She said she worked in a strip club. But I assume all porn people were strippers, and then they go gravitate to porn. But
no, I just went straight into it.
Porn, actually, you can go and make an appearance at a strip club,
right?
And they do that, and it's actually they get paid a lot of money for that. That's like you doing a signing.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks.
Like he was clarifying everything.
Dude, I don't know why people hate you.
I have Down syndrome or something. Like,
no,
I forgot to wear my helmet.
Well,
Kevin, that's called a signing, okay?
You have the same complexion and hairline of a Down syndrome person. But
show business 30 years. I've picked up a couple of things.
Oh, that's so cute.
How the fucking gig is and when strippers do gigs. That's how I met my wife. Anyway.
She's going to be mad.
We're going to take that out.
All right. Do you have a website? What do you have? How can we promote you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at...
Are you on Instagram?
I am.
Oh, good.
She's got nice pictures, too.
Thanks.
Am I not following? No, I don't know if I am.
What's your
Instagram? You should. _Alana_love, L-U-V, _. Or you can find me on Twitter at AlanaLoveXXX.
Right there.
Right there, with the ass picture.
What is it, the Instagram?
Right here, yeah.
What's the Instagram?
It's on the screen.
It's on the screen.
Let me see. L-A-N-A. Why _?
Because everything else was taken for some reason.
God, do I hate
because there's a realtor with the other one.
Is there?
Probably.
Oh, there is?
Is that you right there?
With the ass, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Huh. Any good stuff on here? Yep.
Are we still on the air?
I'm sorry, dude.
You know what? You're slow there.
You're absolutely right. I'm following you now, and I follow Kevin. You're on. Do I follow you?
I don't know, but I don't do much on Instagram because I think it's like for kids and pictures and.
Oh, and you're great. You're great on Twitter, though. You're one of those guys that can go on. I'm not good on Twitter.
I'm more on Instagram than on Twitter.
Well, they say that Instagram is the thing to be on.
Right.
To promote right now, to get people to go to your shows. Instagram, Facebook, but Instagram first. They say Twitter does nothing really
to promote. Snapchat used to be good, but it's not anymore,
right.
I guess. But
Instagram.
I like Snapchat too because it all goes away. Like, right. Like if you sent me something, it just goes away. Like it never happened.
So does the Instagram story.
I wish I got married on Snapchat, right? It just all goes away.
That's so fucked up.
Hey!
All right, check it out.
No, I thought he set me up perfectly. I'm kidding, honey. I love you, but I'm just, I got to make jokes.
She's not listening.
No, I got to make jokes. I got to make jokes to feed my goddamn family. You know what I mean? So that's what I do. That's what I'd be doing.
I'm going to be at, I got a big, next week, Fat Black Pussycat on I think it's Tuesday night. I'll be here back with the Anita.
Am I invited?
Anita, yeah, you want to come down?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Tuesday night. I need a dick show.
Is that's yours?
That's me, yeah.
Every time?
I need a dick.
Are you going to show
your
dick? Oh,
I thought
dick?
It was a
I can't show
Wolf.
My dick on stage. You, believe me, you don't want to see it.
I didn't know that was you.
My wife came into the shower today, and I always turn my back to the wall when she comes in. So I don't want her to see it. But I'm losing weight. Bobby Kelly's losing weight. I'm going to the gym every four nights a week so far, and I'm fucking getting back to jacked. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to fucking choke you.
I can't wait.
As soon as I get
can't
back,
wait until you're as good looking as your headshot when I first met you.
I'm going to get back.
When you looked Asian. You look like a beautiful, yeah. Beautiful half Asian boy.
I look like a lady boy.
Oh, my God. So now I know why that girl fucked you at 10. Because that picture, you're fuckable in that picture. Not so much anymore, right, Joe?
I think he looks good.
You think I look good?
Mm-hmm.
Would you bang me?
Yes, I would.
But he wouldn't talk about it afterwards.
Like, no, I would not.
On any podcast.
I think if
it's a human Snapchat.
If a girl was into me now, I would think it'd be a fetish.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like she really loves Game of Thrones. Yeah. Or
it's the only way to explain
some
it.
Type of. So, like, I really like you. All right, what are you into, honey? What are you?
I'm a chaser. I like. I'm a bit of a chubby chaser.
Do you like? Do you like magicians? Are you into magic? Why are you trying to fuck me? But I will. Be back. I'm gonna get fucking back to Bob Kelly. Probably a year from now, I'll be there. So I got a big tour in Michigan. This motherfucker right here, Aaron, is with me. Shakespeare's Kalamazoo, Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Planet Ant Theater in Ham. What is that?
Hamtramck.
Hamtramck, Michigan. This. How's the tickets going?
Good.
Great. Just go. Oh, wow, that sounded terrible.
No.
Are you sick? Or are they going well? I went. How are the tickets selling? Good.
Wow.
Huh?
They're going well.
Well, all right, great. So tell them about the gigs. Use that mic.
April 5th is Kalamazoo. Shakespeare's Lower Lover used to be the Laughing Post.
Yeah, yeah.
Selling really well. There's a discount code on that one. Discount code DUDE. Then we got Fort Wayne Tiger Room.
Yeah.
Super good room. And then Detroit Hamtramck.
They're all selling well?
All selling well.
Let's get on the tickets. You're going to, in Michigan.
Who's on the tour with you?
Me.
Aaron?
Just me. I'm starting to do these little one-nighters, dude. I did it in Chicago.
But are you touring with Aaron?
Me and Aaron, right? He books it. We sell it together. He's on the show. I might put another guy on the show here and there.
Local
whatever.
Guy. Get a local
guy. We did
Williamson and me and you in Chicago.
In Chicago, Laugh Factory sold out.
One night?
One fucking show I made what I would have made at a weekend.
Yeah, I saw. I went out. For some reason, I was on your website and I saw we're only doing one night. I thought, that's weird. One night in Chicago.
But you can do that now. You don't have to
you
fucking.
You can.
Well, you could too.
You got a good agent.
Well, you should get a.
He fired me, by the way.
Who?
Your agent.
Your
back
agent
in the day.
Fires
did
you?
He really?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
No, it was because I was living in California and he basically lied to me. But I love the guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
He loves you too. And then we go to Cobbs, man, with Funny Bone Syracuse. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that one.
How is it?
It's pretty good. The ceilings are a little high. It's in a mall, so the room isn't set up well, but I thought it was well managed.
How many nights am I there?
All right, it's actually pretty decent. I like it.
All right, cool. Syracuse, New York, and then I'm doing San Francisco Cobbs Comedy, Westport, Treehouse, back at the Flack. I'm bananas. I'm Westboro Theater. That's a big one. June 1st, me and Rich Voss are doing this show, Westboro Music Hall in Long Island, where you're from, right?
No,
Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, whatever. New York, Brooklyn, Queens, whatever.
Same thing, huh?
And you still live in Brooklyn?
I live in Jersey.
You do? What part of Jersey?
By Edgewater.
Edgewater. By yourself?
Sure.
Oh, shit. The fantasy is broken.
Westbury, is that?
She lives with a guy with a fucking a motorcycle and a tattoo on his neck.
Definitely not.
Westbury, that's a big theater in the round, right?
Big theater in the round, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's a cool venue.
Get your tickets now.
Do you live
now.
By yourself?
I do. I have a wife and a beautiful child that I love so much, but I would lick the fucking sweat off your asshole. No, I'm kidding. Jesus. I would not. I would
That's
not.
Your fetish?
No, you know what? I wouldn't do that to you. What would I do to you?
What would you do to me?
I think I just kiss fuck you. Anyways,
aww, that's so
I'm gonna
cute.
Be. Thank you so much. I'm gonna be. I love kiss fucking. Is Gabby throwing up yet? anyways, go to my. I have my channel at patreon.com/RobertKelly. It's a channel. I have so much shit up there right now. Become a member of my channel. I'm serious. So my Live from the Shed show is up there. Thank you so much for all the good reviews. We're fixing the sound. There was a little sound issue. You guys told me about it. It's being fixed right now. We have a show we did a while ago, the U-Haul show. That's amazing. One-on-ones are up there right now. The one thing that I used to do the thing, the Libsyn premium. If you're on the premium, cancel it. Go on the app. Get off it. That's how you do it. Follow the directions. Don't email me. How do I get it? Figure it out. You're an adult. It says to get off it and go over here to support me. Go to my channel over at patreon.com/RobertKelly. I'm going to be putting up one show a month of Live from the Shed, and I'm going to be putting up one-on-ones. Kev, we do a one-on-one with me, just me and you?
Consider it done. I'll do one-on-one with anybody, especially Alana. Just kidding, honey. I don't want a Snapchat marriage.
Would you do? Would you do one of my Shed ones? I'm looking for somebody in the porn industry to do one of my Live from the Shed.
To.
Yeah,
she's got to come to your house.
Yeah, she'll meet my wife.
Ugh. I would love to kid. Meet your wife.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure she's out of town. She's gotta that go weekend.
She's gonna go all the way to your house. To the Shed?
What I do is I send a Uber for you or a car service.
I pick drive
you up.
Too.
Oh, you drive?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You drive up, come in, do the Shed show, have
and
a little
And then
lunch,
I'm on my way.
And then you're good. It's really easy. But I would like to do a one-on-one
yeah,
with you,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. I would
is
love that.
Is that weird? I can't do a one-on-one. We'll do a one-on-one with Gabby there, just in case.
No problem.
All right. You're the
I
best.
I like her.
She's the best. I want to... what do you got?
The next Besides week I'll be
cheeks.
At. I'll be featuring for.
Are you storing food in there?
Yeah. Like a little squirrel, baby.
For the it's a long winter.
Oh my god.
Next week I'll.
Oh my god, you're the worst. Spit it out.
Next week I'll be at Laugh Out Loud featuring for Ryan O'Flanagan. I'll be headlining one
Who?
Night on April 8th.
You're headlining.
One night there.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Buddy.
Who are you opening for?
Ryan Flanagan.
Who the fuck is that?
I've never met him before.
Yeah. I hear these guys. That's why I get so bitter. I hear these guys headline. I never heard of them. I'm sure they suck. And you just go like, who the fuck?
Kev, can I
that's
tell you?
My agent. I'm like, where the fuck
you know
are you
what
doing?
Need, you know what you need to do?
I need to leave.
Yeah, you do have to go. It's actually, you're late. You need to take off. I'll see you
you're
later.
You're late. Buddy. You're late.
You go. You got to go. You serious? You got to go pick
it's
up
like
your kids.
That's a scene from Moonstruck. You're late.
You got to go pick up your kids.
What am I talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I haven't Moonstruck? Seen
that movie. Yeah, I've seen it. We've all seen it. Yeah, it's a hit movie.
What scene am I talking about? Where she goes, you're late.
With the mother.
Oh, Cher when she's talking to Nicolas Cage.
He
goes,
so
I'm
hairy
here.
In that movie.
When they're about to have sex or right after that sex.
Cher or him?
He goes, I'm here. He goes, I'm here. She goes, you're late. Like a yenta. Yeah.
Way to end the show.
Bye.
See you, later.
You guys do more?
We're doing what?
How much money have you raised? How fucking long do you do?
Gabby, this is the way we end the show every week. I love it. Gabby, what do you got?
Check out my Instagram and my website. I have some dates coming up.
And you
want to?
You might do one of these shows over at the Pussycat.
Yeah.
You might do a 5-minute spot.
Maybe.
Can we film it and talk about it the next time?
No.
Nice talking to you.
But also, I have a new podcast coming out called Apocalypse with Katie Hannigan.
Love Katie Hannigan.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's about apocalypse. Scenarios.
That's
so,
great.
So check out my website and my Instagram.
What are you dressing like that for?
You look like a hipster.
You look like you're a fucking merchant marine. What the fuck?
I don't want people to fuck with me on the train, so I dress down. I got a lot of money, but I don't want people to know that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, they don't.
And plus, if you try to stab me through this coat, it don't go through.
Really?
Yeah. What? It's a Carhartt. It's like a fucking real coat.
All right.
Ask
great.
People in Michigan when you go there.
Kevin Brennan, everybody. And Zach, what do you got? What are you?
I'll be in touch.
Come on, spit it out.
Zach, the new guy.
Aaron, what's your. You want to plug some?
Laugh Factory Saturday, Nasty Show, 11:30. And
our tour.
Come
see us, man.
Shakespeare's Lower Level.
Yeah.
Tiger Room, Fort Wayne, and Ant Hall, Hamtramck.
And we are, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This was a great one. You guys who are supporting me on my channel on Patreon, thank you so much. You're the best. If you're on the premium network on this, please switch over. Cancel it right now. And I love you guys. You're the best fans in the world. You know what, dude? We'll see you next time.
listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.